This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Reading Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive the 2022 Kia Sorento today. Reading Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
You live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit, and Bank of America. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you fix up your home sweet home. If you've got a project you'd like to get done, if you're thinking about one for next year, if you're stuck in the middle of a project and you don't know which way to go, got yourself in a jam, or maybe you just have some questions before you begin, we would love to help. We are your coaches, your counselors, your home improvement therapists. So whatever project is on your mind, reach out to us with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, if you'd like to improve the energy efficiency of your home, but you wondered whether the improvements would actually pay off, well, the EPA now has a program that can prove the savings before the project even gets started. We're going to share those tips in just a bit.
And bathtubs can last a lifetime, but their finishes won't. If your bathtub finish is worn, you don't have to get rid of the whole tub. We're going to share much less expensive solutions in today's smart spending tip.
And as you do your gift shopping, have you noticed how many retailers are offering the opportunity to purchase an extended warranty? These seem to be available on everything from a toaster to a television, but do they ever make sense? We'll share some tips just ahead to help you sort it all out. Leslie, the last retail that offered me an extended warranty was on a tube of caulk.
Seriously?
I'm like, are you kidding me?
I don't know. This tube is empty. What are we going to do?
Exactly. I need a new tube. It keeps getting empty.
It's leaking out the end, the business end. What do I do? All right, guys. Well, maybe you need some help with a leaky caulk tube. Whatever it is, we are here to lend a hand. Whether it's a renovation, a repair, a decor project, holiday decorating, some gift ideas for the home improver in your life, whatever it is, we are here to help you. Plus, we've got a great product to give away today to one listener, and it's great, especially if you've got a kitchen or bath countertop that's in need of an update. We've got up for grabs from Deich Coatings, the Spreadstone Countertop Finishing Kit. It's worth $125, and boy, does it look good, and it could go to one lucky caller this hour.
So give us a call right now. You've got to have a home improvement question for a chance at winning that great Spreadstone countertop finishing kit. We will toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat and maybe send that out to you. That number again, 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions at moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Robert in Alaska is on the line with a crawl space situation. Tell us what's going on.
Basically what I got going on is we had a lot of rain this summer, so I had water kind of penetrate the foundation, and I was wondering if there's anything I could do from the inside to maybe stop some of that penetration from coming in and getting on the wood that's holding up the floor.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, are you talking about concrete block walls?
Yes.
Okay, so a couple of things. First of all, we want to make sure that you are doing what you can to slow the collection of water from outside moving inside. So that means looking at your gutter system, making sure you have gutters and that they're diverting water away from the house, not just a couple of feet from the foundation, but well away. And make sure that the angle of the soil around the foundation slopes away, and that will do a lot to move the water away from that backfill zone. Inside the crawl space, you can add a vapor barrier to the soil, and that will stop moisture from evaporating up. And on the blocks themselves, you can apply a product called Ames Blue Max, which is a rubber paint. It's very stretchable, and it adheres really well. And when you apply it to the block, it stops any moisture from coming through the block. Ames is spelled A-M-E-S, and the product's called Blue Max. You can search for it online. Their website is amesresearch.com.
Okay, good deal. Yeah, I've got a company coming in to, I guess, dig the outside of the foundation and lay some drainage this spring, this coming spring. So
okay, well, let me stop you right there, okay, because that's not likely going to help you, and it's not necessary.
Oh, okay.
If that moisture is consistent with rainfall, in other words, you get a lot of rain, like you mentioned, and then you get leakage.
Uh-huh.
Then putting all those drainage pipes and disturbing all that soil is really not the way to go. If you improve your gutter system and you improve the grading, the angle of the soil around the foundation perimeter,
okay,
that stops the majority of that surface water from getting in. The only time we recommend drainage systems like what you're describing is when you have a rising water table, which if you did, you wouldn't be getting leakage that's consistent with rainfall.
Ah, okay. Well, good. That's important to know then.
Yep. So now there you go. Saved you a bunch of money.
Oh, yes, you did.
You got it, Robert. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Terry in Missouri's on the line with a ceiling issue that's just cracking up. Tell us what's going on.
I have a wall in my living room kitchen area that has a vaulted ceiling that at the 8-foot level, it has a horizontal crack that keeps reappearing after it gets repaired. It's happened 3 times, and it cracks again. After about 2 or 3 weeks, it doesn't last very long. So I was wondering how we could fix that permanently.
Well, that's an area where you have a lot of movement, a lot of expansion and contraction. And if you just try to spackle it, it's not going to work. So I think what you really need to do is to use a perforated drywall tape.
Perforated drywall tape.
It looks like a mesh.
A mesh, that's right. And it's sticky. And after you kind of lightly sand the surface around the crack, you lay the tape in there, and then you spackle over that tape until you don't see the tape anymore. And that creates a stronger bond between the two sides that are moving, and the crack won't open up again as the house goes through normal expansion and contraction.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
John in Oakhurst, New Jersey, Baby Tom's neighbor, has a question about a water heater. How can we help you today?
Yeah, we just literally had a new water heater installed today. We started to have some leaking coming out of the top, where I guess where the input and the output lines go in. So we had a new one put in. We knew that was failing, but the installer suggested and recommended to us that we flush it once a year. And although that sounds like it makes sense to me, I know there's a lot of people don't do that. I just want to get your guys' opinion on whether that's really important to do that annually, or and if you don't, what's the downside of that?
Well, the reason that you flush a water heater is because you get sediment in the bottom of it, and the sediment acts as an insulator. It doesn't really cause any harm to the water heater, and I think in a situation where you have city water, it's not as important as when you have well water. It's sort of an old wives' tale. It's kind of something that people always started doing and not really ever stop doing or understand why they do it. There's nothing really wrong with flushing it. The only downside is that you may find that the valve that you open up at the bottom of the water heater once a year, one of these years it's not going to want to shut again, and you end up with an expensive repair. So I don't think it's critical, but I don't think it will hurt you unless the valve gets kind of gummed up at some point and starts to leak.
That's a good suggestion, Tom. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Just a few short weeks to the big holiday. Are you guys ready? Is your house ready? Are the guest rooms ready? Is the turkey ready in the oven? Well, it's a little early to cook the turkey, but whatever you are working on to get your house in tip-top shape for all those holiday guests, we are here to lend a hand. Up next, energy-saving improvements that pay off when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings Decorative Stone Finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti from the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast and Radio Show with tips on new products for fall home improvements.
Avoid the hassles of stripped screws with Tank Bond Liquid Grip from DAP. When screws start to strip, adding just a single drop to the screw head delivers 7 times more grip instantly.
LL Flooring's Duravana Hybrid Resilient is a new category of flooring that's waterproof, durable, and extremely scratch and dent resistant. Plus, it's eco-friendly, looks like real hardwood, and is an easy DIY project to install.
Get your outdoor spaces ready for winter with battery-powered tools from Green Machine. The 16-inch chainsaw features a high-efficiency brushless motor, up to 45 minutes of runtime, and an auto-tensioning knob for optimal chain performance.
Upgrade your home heating system before winter with energy-efficient HVAC systems from LG. New LG Red technology delivers remarkable energy efficiency and comfort in even the coldest climates.
For more, follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bill. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We are here to help you take on projects you'd like to get done around your house. And if you're enjoying this radio show, we think you might also enjoy our podcast as well. You'll find that at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. We've got 2 new episodes that drop every week on Monday and Thursday, which we think is just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Well, one project that can really change the look of a kitchen is replacing the countertop. But replacing the top can be expensive. Refinishing your countertop is not. And it can be easily accomplished with a kit made just for this project, and we happen to be giving it away today.
That's right. It's called the Spreadstone Countertop Finishing Kit. It's from Deich Coatings. And it's pretty neat stuff. It's a real stone coating, so it looks great and it lasts. It's heat-resistant, water-resistant, comes in 11 colors. You can find it online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and the Deich Coatings website at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. It's worth $125, but going out to one lucky listener. Make that you. If this is a project you'd like to get done, call us with your home improvement question. We will enter you into the Money Pit hard hat and might be drawing your name out at the end of the program. That number again, 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Next up, our caller has a great name. We've got Leslie on the line who's got a question about cutting down a door. Welcome, Leslie.
We have one door that I need to cut down. Goes into the basement.
Okay.
It's also a 6-panel solid core oak door.
Right.
When we went to cut it off, there seems to be staples or some kind of small metal pieces inside the, there's about 8 inches that go across the bottom. We were cutting that off. or a portion of it, 6 inches of it, and it's totally ruined a saw blade. Do you have any suggestions of how to cut off a solid core door?
Yeah, having the staples inside of that is not unusual. It depends on how what they might have been using in the manufacturing process. I'll be willing to bet that you used a non-carbide saw blade, because had you used a carbide saw blade, it would have probably cut through the metal and all.
Oh, okay, so just use a carbide.
Use a carbide blade and safety glasses, and not a great carbide blade because it will ruin the blade, but generally it'll cut right through something like that.
All right. Thank you so much for your help.
Brent in Texas is on the line with a venting question. Tell us what's going on.
My question is about ridge venting. I've seen a couple of different places where people said, well, you can't use the gable venting in conjunction with the ridge vent. It changed the draw. Of course, in the old balloon construction, the draw really comes up the balloon framing and vents into the attic, which, you know, goes out the gable vents. Would those need to be closed off? Would it work well in conjunction with each other, or can I just stick with what's there?
Well, the most important part of the ventilation system you didn't mention, and that's at the soffits. Are you going to have soffit venting on this house?
Well, since it is vented, you know, through the balloon framing, I wasn't sure if I really needed to add soffit venting as well.
The best ventilation system that you could have, and I wouldn't count much on the ventilation through the balloon framing, because that's presuming that the home's going to be pretty drafty. But remember, the purpose of that ventilation is to dry out the insulation that's in the attic space. The best way to do that is with a combination of ridge and soffit vents, because they work together. And how they work together is that the wind blows and it presses up into the soffit vent, rides up under the roof sheathing, and then exits at the ridge. The ridge is always in a depressurized area of the house, because the wind hits that and sort of bounces off the roof and goes in a circular motion, which causes a draw at the ridge. And then so they have positive pressure at the soffit, goes under the sheathing, goes out at the ridge. Now, your question is, what about the gable vent? And the answer is, you should block it off, because it does interrupt that flow of air from the soffit under the sheathing and out the ridge. By having the gable vent, you get some sort of turbulence up there that interrupts that flow. So if you can have a soffit vent and a ridge vent, that's the best situation. If you're not going to have a soffit vent, frankly, it really doesn't matter, because you're not going to have the pattern that we would like you to have, and you just have another hole in the space to let air out. But if you want to make it really efficient, put in soffit vent, put in ridge vents, and then, you know, if the gable vent comes through the wall in an old Queen Anne, you want to leave it for appearances, that's fine. Just put something across the back of it so it doesn't actually let air in.
All right. Well, that does help out. I appreciate your help.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you'd like to improve the energy efficiency of your home, but you're wondering what the best improvements might be, the EPA now has a program that provides a professional evaluation, a list of recommended improvements, and if you make the updates, proof that the improvements actually worked.
Yep, it's called the Home Performance with Energy Star program, and once you sign up, you'll meet with a participating contractor who will review your concerns about your home's energy use and take a look at your utility bills to better understand your home's energy patterns. Now, your contractor is going to use some tools as well. They'll assess your home's heating system, cooling ducts, lighting appliances, and other systems to make sure they understand and can determine where improvements are needed. They're going to run some diagnostic tests to check your home structure for possible air leakage and even use an infrared camera to find trouble spots.
Now, once the assessment is complete, the contractor is going to prepare a detailed work proposal outlining recommended improvements and can also show you how they may qualify for special financing or other incentives where they're available. Now, when the work is completed, your contractor is going to run another set of tests to measure the improvements in energy efficiency. Their work is also spot-checked by independent third parties, so you can now have confidence, I mean, really added confidence, that your project will be done correctly. I mean, this is a great way to save some cash.
Yeah, and I love the fact that they do pre- and post-testing, because I can't tell you how many times, you know, you guys see the same advertisements that we do. Install new windows, you'll save 50% on your energy bill. Well, if you had no windows and now you have windows, maybe. But, you know, you have all kinds of crazy claims out there. And the fact that there's a program where we're doing a pre- and post-testing of energy efficiency is really the only way you know that it's done right. So I'm really glad to see that this program has been put in place by the folks at Energy Star.
Ron in Tennessee, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I have a home with a crawl space, and I've had some moisture under there, and the builder, when he built it, he ran the runoff from the roof down into the French drains. I diverted that, and it's helped a lot, but it's still moist. And I'm asking if these encapsulated systems where they trench the perimeter of the inside of the crawl space and seal off the systems with a dehumidifier and a sump pump, how they work, and if that's a solution to these kinds of problems.
All right, so first of all, the roof drains were going where before you capped them off?
down in the French drain.
Yeah, that's not too smart, huh?
No, it wasn't. I diverted that, and it helped a lot. But it's still moist under there.
All right, so now that you've got the roof drains disconnected from the French drain, are those drains extending out away from the foundation perimeter?
For sure.
How far out do they go?
Oh, 20 feet.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good thing. All right, so the second thing that you could do easily is make sure that the soil that surrounds the foundation perimeter is sloped away. Most of the time that soil settles after the house is built, it becomes flat or even inverted. So you want to make sure you have a pitch where the soil is running away from the foundation, dropping about 6 inches over 4 feet. You can plant something on that grass or mulch or stone after, but make sure you have good solid drainage. Now let's talk about the vents in the crawl space. You need to have enough vents, so probably one or two on each wall. You need to make sure that the crawl space floor has a vapor barrier on it. What's the crawl space floor now?
It's vapor barrier only.
It's vapor barrier, so it's completely covered in plastic?
Right.
Okay. And then the other thing that you could do is you could add vent fans to the walls and have them wired onto a humidistat so that when moisture builds up inside the crawl space because the humidity is high, the fans will come on and draw the drier air in from the outside.
Yeah.
So those are things that you could do now without spending a whole lot of money to try to dry that space out.
Yeah.
Now, the idea of encapsulating the crawl space is not a bad approach, and many homes are starting to be built that way today, but that literally means sealing everything off 110%.
Right.
So since you're kind of closer to being able to improve the grading, improve the drainage, double-check that vapor barrier to make sure it's really solid and it's, you know, thick and covering every aspect of that crawl space floor. Make sure if it overlaps about 10 feet. Make sure it's up against the foundation walls, and then get good ventilation, cross ventilation in there using some vent fans wired to humidistats. You may find that that gives you the rest of the moisture reduction that was left over after you rerouted those drains.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome, Ron. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, bathtubs, they can actually last a lifetime, but their finishes are not going to stay for the long haul. So if you've got a bathtub whose finish is worn, you don't really have to get rid of that whole tub. We're going to share a much less expensive solution in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Berks Construction Management is a local rating business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Berks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Berks Construction Management.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless heads.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane. Also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash, and valuables, heirlooms, and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving, and repair service available in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 1460 AM.
Greetings to my fellow veterans. This is Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state of California. I'm a Korean vet, and it's my honor to serve in the U.S. Army as a new immigrant to this great country. Thank you for your service. It will not be forgotten. It should be remembered that freedom is not free. It has been secured by brave sacrifice that all members of our military and their families have given since the beginning of a great, wonderful nation. Thank you for your service.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. Hey, don't you just hate it when you are smack dab in the middle of a project and get stuck? Well, that's when you should be calling us, because getting you unstuck is what we do. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Vicki in Louisiana is on the line with a shower pressure issue, I would say. Tell us what's going on, Vicki.
I have a shower, and when I turn the handle all the way to the left on the hot, the pressure is fine. as I turn it to the right to get to the coal, it's diminished. And when I get to the coal completely, it's probably about 25% of what the hot is.
Is it only on this fixture, or does it happen at other showers or other sinks?
No, it's just on that shower, just that
okay.
one shower.
All right, and how old is the house, Vicki?
10 years old.
Oh, so it's a fairly new house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds to me like there's a problem with that shower diverter. Right, if it's just happening on that one fixture, that
mm-hmm.
rules out a bigger problem with the plumbing pipes. So for whatever reason that diverter's not working properly, it could be clogged or obstructed in some way.
Uh-huh.
And it probably has to be, and it would have to be repaired or replaced.
Okay, so is it something we can do at home, or is a plumber going to have to go inside that wall to do that, the shower wall?
You can replace the guts of it from the shower side without tearing it out. If you have to replace the whole thing, then you have to go into the wall. And if you have to go into the wall, the way it's usually done is by accessing that shower wall from the back side, depending on how your house is built. If that happens to be against, if that happens to be against a closet or a bedroom or something like that, generally that's a lot easier than having to go through tile or whatever the surface is of your shower stall.
Yeah, this is the acrylic, the one piece.
Yeah. So if it had to be replaced, you'd do it from the back. But a plumber should be able to repair that. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, if you got a worn bathtub, replacing it is a very expensive project. But a complete replacement may not be the only way to spruce up that worn look. We've got three ideas to get that reno done for less.
Yeah, first of all, let's talk about tub replacement. Now, most tubs are set in an alcove or a corner. They're overlapped by flooring and wall finishes to create that watertight seal. Plus, they have at least two plumbing connections. If you're ready for a full-scale bathroom remodel, replacing that tub makes a lot of sense, but it does require removing parts of that tile, the wall, the floor, all of it, which is one reason this becomes an expensive project. Now, tub liners and tub refinishing are two other options, and both can add years of life to an existing tub at a fraction of the cost of a full-scale replacement, and also, and I think this is the best part, in a fraction of the time.
Yeah, because bath renos, man, when they tear that bath apart, sometimes it could be weeks before it's all put back together.
Yeah, you better have a neighbor that's got a good bathroom.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about tub liners. First of all, what are they? Well, they're basically made from the same material as sports equipment, like football helmets, for example, or airplane windshields. It's kind of an ABS acrylic, and they're made to fit inside your existing tub. You know, when they develop this process of a tub liner, they actually have collections of old tubs, pretty much every old tub ever made. So the manufacturers can tell what tub you have and what shape you need by that, and they make them to fit inside that existing tub. Installation is really pretty quick. You know, the local rep is going to remove the drain and drop the new insert in and then put the whole thing back together, and you'll be good to go inside of a day. The benefits is that you're getting it done quickly, but sometimes people are concerned they lose a little bit of space in that tub. Not too much, though. I don't think you'd lose more than a half inch or probably an inch in diameter one way or the other because of the thickness of the walls.
Now, next up, let's talk about bathtub reglazing. So reglazing or refinishing a worn-out bathtub is a more site-intensive process, and it really does have to be done by a pro, and it calls for a lot of chemicals that are hazardous enough to require a respirator and also a special protective suit for that technician to wear who's doing the work. There are a ton of steps involved in this reglazing process, but just to give you a sense, it involves washing your tub in hydrofluoric acid, which is a highly toxic agent that not only dissolves what's left of that porcelain glaze, but it then etches the surface so whatever new finish you're applying is going to adhere. But even though you're taking off all of the old porcelain, the new surface is going to be a heavy-duty epoxy, and it's still not going to be as durable as what originally came from the factory.
Now, if you're just looking for a DIY solution that can make the tub look a little bit better, but maybe just for a short while, take a look at Rust-Oleum's tub and tile paint. It's a pretty easy product to install. It can buy you maybe, I'm going to say, 2 or 3 years before it'll have to be done again. But I had a friend that told me that she was looking to redo her tub, her bathroom, inside of a 5-year period. I said, well, she didn't have the budget now to do it immediately. I said, go ahead and get the tub and tile paint. You know, for you, you're not using the bathroom that much, that tub that much. It may last you 4 or 5 years, but if it doesn't, you can just do it again. I mean, that product is probably under $50, and you can do that project yourself. Again, nothing that will be near the durability of the porcelain finish. But it'll look good. It'll look neat. And I don't think anybody's going to notice it except for you every time you step in that tub that it's not the original finish.
Well, that's today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. As you're doing your gift shopping, have you noticed how many retailers are offering the opportunity to purchase an extended warranty? Well, these seem to be available on everything from a toaster to a television, but do they ever make sense? We're going to share some tips just ahead.
Live in the Money Pit.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with Floor Source Factory Direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill.
And you used your Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member.
Which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
The Money Pit is presented by Dice Coatings. Dice Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And if you love listening to podcasts, we'd love for you to listen to ours. It's been ranked one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time.
For helpful how-to tips in every episode, subscribe at MoneyPit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Well, one project that can really change the look of a kitchen is replacing the countertop. But while replacing that top is pretty expensive, refinishing it is not. It can be easily accomplished with a kit made just for this project that we happen to be giving away today.
That's right. The Spreadstone Countertop Finishing Kit from Deich Coatings. I mean, it really will deliver a beautiful and lasting performance of real stone. It's heat resistant, it's water resistant, and it comes in 11 colors. So your inner designer can definitely come out and rework in your kitchen. The kit's available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and the Deich Coatings website at DeichCoatings.com. And it's $125.
Going out to one listener, drawn at random. So make that you. You got to call us with a home improvement question. You can't just ask to be put into the drawing. You got to ask us your question, because that's why we offer this cool stuff, so that you guys will pick up the phone or post your question at moneypit.com. So that number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Nancy in Pennsylvania needs some help with a heating question. What can we do for you today?
Well, I live in a all-electric house that was built in the 60s. And it has electric baseboard heat, and those things are ugly. Is there anything that I can replace them with that's, like, more modern looking? Because these have the old, like, grill work, and they get dust and dirt, and every time you turn the heat on, you have to burn the dust off. And it's just and it's hard to put furniture around it because it takes up the whole length of the wall. Is there anything that they can be replaced with, or anything that would look more modern?
So now you're looking for a way to get rid of the baseboard heating in total with, like, a different heating system, correct? Not changing the electricity source, but just changing the heat unit itself.
No, yeah, just getting rid of that baseboard and replacing it with something that looks better, that looks more modern than this old metal grill work.
Well, they make covers for them. You know, if you look online, there's one company called RadiantWraps.com, and they're covers for baseboard heaters, you know, regardless of the fuel source, electricity, gas, steam, and that can look like a variety of things. You can get something that's a little more traditional, something that's more rustic, something that's more modern, that will cover up that basic slant fin model that you associate with the baseboard heater. There's perforated models that are just, you know, cover over the fin look and make that one look disappear. So it's up to you. I mean, if you're looking for something different, you know, then go for a radiant source that's wall-mounted. But if you want to just cover up what you've got, you know, look online. One company to check out is Radiant Wraps.
Okay. I just want something that looks nicer and more modern.
Yeah, well, I think that will do it for you. Radiant Wraps. Take a look.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
If an appliance is on your holiday list, more likely than not, you're going to be asked if you'd like to buy an extended warranty for that product, and you're wondering if it makes any sense. Well, the Federal Trade Commission says millions of consumers pay for protection that they don't need. So to keep you from wasting money, you got to do your homework.
That's right. So first, you want to compare coverage. You want to know what the basic warranty covers to see if the extended warranty truly provides you with enough additional coverage. Also, know your appliance. Check its repair reputation online to see how likely it is that it's actually going to break down.
Yeah, and you also want to check for hidden costs. Now, extended warranties often have deductibles, they have service fees, or even cancellation charges. And you've got to find out whether a technician is going to come to your home or you have to take it in to be serviced, and then find out how far away those repair locations are, because they might not be close.
Exactly. And finally, you will not only see these extended warranties offered on appliances. Any toy store, sporting goods store, electronics store will try to tack these product protection plans, so-called, onto a sale right at the register. That's the worst place for you to make a decision. So because, as we've shown you, you really do need to do your homework first.
Now we've got Andrew in North Carolina on the line, who's dealing with shower drain issues. What's going on?
When you take a shower, about a couple minutes after the water has been running, it'll start to back up to some degree into the shower itself. And if you take a plunger and you use a plunger up and down, maybe four or five times, and you pull it up, all of a sudden, as the water starts to go out slowly, you'll get a slurping noise. And then you're through taking a shower and it's running out. But you can go back in 20 minutes later, and the same thing happens again.
Right. So you know what that slurping noise is?
No, sir.
It's your shower drain gasping for air. For some reason, that shower drain is not vented properly. So as the water drains out, you create sort of a suction, and that's what slows it down. And so I suspect with you using the plunger, you're freeing up that suction,
and loosen up the water so it has a chance to grab enough air and go down. Was this shower added after the home was built by any chance?
Sure. It's been that way, and plumbers say there's nothing wrong. I said, well, there has to be something wrong.
Yeah, if you're getting a gurgling sound like that, you're not getting enough air in it. And so it sounds to me like you probably need to add an additional vent. This is assuming that there's no clog there.
Right, because my wife has used liquid plumber. I've used the plungers, and it goes out. But then when you stop, the same thing happens again.
Right. Well, I wouldn't use the chemicals. What you could do is run a snake down that line and make sure it's clear.
Right.
Just to make sure there's no hair or any other kind of gunk that's trapped in there. But generally when you have a drain like that that's gurgling, it's looking for additional air. And it usually means that the vent is not there or the vent is obstructed. And that's really going to be the source of this, making sure we have enough air in there. If you had to add additional vents to it, you know, depending on how easy or difficult it is to get to that line, it is possible.
I appreciate your help and thank you again.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit while you're doing your holiday home improving or maybe some gift wrapping. Whatever it is you are working on, we are here to lend a hand. Up next, Jessica says she hears knocking every time she takes a bath, but it's not coming from the bathroom door. We're going to explain what's making that peculiar noise when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
All of us at Crown Motors want to take this opportunity to thank our veterans, active duty, and first responders for their service to our country and community. We also wish to express our appreciation to the families of these heroes, who also have sacrificed to keep our nation and our community safe. Have a wonderful holiday season, and remember that everything you do is so appreciated by your neighbors, community, and the people at Crown Motors of Reading.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute, honoring our veterans and the men and women who are currently on active duty for their courage, bravery, and sacrifice. North Valley Distributing at 530-222-1500 wants to thank the brave men and women who have taken an oath and have proudly served or are currently serving our country and the American people. North Valley Distributing, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There is no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
.com for details.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
If you love your home but sometimes feel like it's an endless pit into which you throw money for home improvements, we can help. We get it. We're here to help you tackle those projects at 1-888-888-888. Money Pit.
Jessica's been wondering what's going on with the plumbing in her walls. Listen to this. She's got a knocking sound, and it's not somebody knocking on the bathroom door. She says it actually happens after she's turning on the hot water in the bathtub. What's going on?
That's kind of freaky.
Who's there?
There's two common causes of that kind of plumbing pipe noise. The first...
annoying children... Oh,
well,
no, that's not the
that.
First. Okay, sorry, I got confused.
They don't really, yeah, unless they're banging on the pipes.
Well, true, and they don't actually knock on the door either.
I don't know, my kids did. When they wanted to get in any room we were in, they would always bang on the door. The first expansion, because when you turn on the water, the pipe will expand, right? The copper will expand. And if it's installed in such a way that it's really tight to the wood framing, it sort of stretches across that framing and moves, and it makes kind of like a cricking or a knocking sound. And that's why it's only going to happen when the hot water is running, because it happens kind of as the pipe expands and also as it cools. The second reason it happens is called water hammer. And water hammer happens when the water is running through the pipes, and then you turn the valve off, but the water keeps going, and the force of that water has sort of like an impact on the pipe. It shakes it, and that's what they call water hammer. Now, the solution for the first problem is just to tighten up the pipes a little bit more. If you can get to them, especially if they're like, let's say the bathroom's on the first floor and the basement's unfinished, if you see that plumbing, you can add additional clamps. And the same thing with the water hammer. You're usually going to find that you have a long supply line somewhere, like across the basement floor, crawl space floor, that wasn't properly secured. And if you tighten that up, then basically there's nowhere for the pipes, no way for this pipe to move, no shake to happen, and hence no noise to make. So securing those pipes is the reason. And if that water hammer is really, really bad, there's also an additional part called a water hammer arrestor. Think of it as sort of a shock absorber for your plumbing system. And it basically is designed to sort of take that force and slow it down so it doesn't bang the pipes around.
All right. And then that will hopefully allow Jessica to have a nice, relaxing soak in the tub. Now, Kent writes in saying, I have a couple of plastic electrical boxes where the screw holes for the outlet are broken. They're on the backsplash of the kitchen counter, and I don't want to have to retile that backsplash. Any idea on how I can secure the outlets?
This is a real jam that Kent has himself in here, because the boxes are, it sounds like the tiles around the boxes, and the boxes are cracked, the screw holes are cracked, and so he has no way to secure the outlet to the box itself. So I think this calls for a creative solution, Leslie. Here's what I'm thinking. I think if you were to mix up some epoxy, some two-part epoxy, like a paste epoxy where you have part A, part B, and if you did that and were to add a sort of a blob of that epoxy where those screw holes used to be, imagine yourself building up another piece of that electrical box, let it dry, and then do a pilot hole into that epoxy. It'll drill just like plastic, and then use that as the place you drive a wood-threaded screw in to hold the outlet in place. I'm sure that will work. It's just going to require a couple of steps.
All right, Kent, I hope that helps you out, and you get those nice-looking outlets happening again.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at moneypit.com. Thank you so much for taking a little time with us on today's program. If you have a question you weren't able to get through and we weren't able to answer it, you can post that question to moneypit.com. Or if you're working around the house this weekend and think, gosh, I'd love to know how to do X or Y or whatever it is. How do I fix this squeak? How do I make my rooms look bigger? Whatever question comes to mind, you can also reach us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT. If we're not in the studio, we promise we'll call you back the next time we are. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Redding Garden of Lights is taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge, featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Whitney from Timberline Heating and Air Conditioning. On behalf of the whole Timberline team, we wanted to take this opportunity during this special time of year as we gather to spend time with our family and friends. It is also a time to remember all of our veterans and those currently serving our country. So we join with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. sending peace, hope, and happiness this holiday season to all our veterans and service members. From the Timberline Heating and Air family, happy holidays.
Reading Garden of Lights is taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge, featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. Shock in the Midwest after tornadoes ravaged several states. Dozens have died. The damage probably is expected to be in the millions. President Biden says people are badly hurt, scared, and anxious, and he's determined the federal government will do whatever it can to help.
I want folks in all these states to know we're going to get through this. We're going to get through this together, and the federal government is not going to walk away. This is one of those times when we aren't Democrats or Republicans. Sounds like hyperbole, but it's real. We're all Americans. We stand together as the United States of America. And so I say to all the victims, you're in our prayers.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear expects the total to go higher than the 70 already in Kentucky.
We believe our death toll from this event will exceed 50 Kentuckians, probably end up closer to 70 to 100 lost lives.
Senator Ted Cruz says he'd like to see the U.S. impose harsher sanctions against the Chinese Winter Olympics, but also...
I don't agree with what some people are calling for, which is a boycott of our athletes, which is stopping our athletes from going to the Olympics. I think that would be a mistake.
Cruz says the U.S. should use its participation in the Games to shine a spotlight on China's human rights abuses. He was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network earlier this week. The top diplomats from the group of seven industrialized nations gathered beside the River Mersey in Liverpool, England, for a meeting that host country Britain called a show of unity against global aggressors. The UK is seeking elusive unity from the Wealthy Nations Club in response to tensions with China and Iran and what it says is malignant behavior by Russia towards Ukraine. More news, more analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A senior citizen scam alert.
Detectives in Tampa, Florida want Uber to help solve a scam that conned $10,000 from a 75-year-old man. He was told his granddaughter needed the money to get out of jail. Another case involves an 82-year-old woman who lost $700,000. In both cases, people told the victims to withdraw the money. Then the scammers used Uber when they picked it up. Police want the names of Uber account holders and credit card information along with their ride histories. Uber is cooperating. Jason Walker reporting.
A Boston University newspaper calling to defund or outright abolish the campus police department because they say it has an egregious history of violence, harassment, and racism. The Daily Free Press is an independent publication at the school. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. After an increase in assaults, flight attendants saying enough is enough.
Many flight attendants say they've reached their breaking point with unruly passengers, many of whom still refuse to respect mask mandates. Dozens of videos over the past year have shown customers assaulting flight attendants, including one in which several passengers had to use duct tape to restrain an unruly man in his seat. on a Frontier flight after he caused a disturbance with a flight attendant. Since the FAA started keeping track of reports of incidents like this on board, 2021 saw more such incidents than in the entire history of record-keeping in aviation. Patrick Frost reporting.
There could be some relief over the next 2 weeks at the pump, but it's unlikely, though, now that the national average is falling under $3 a gallon, not anytime soon, they say. That, according to GasBuddy.com, average price right now, $3.33. That's up from $2.15 a year ago. More at townhall.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit, and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you improve your home. If you've got a project you'd like to do, maybe you're doing some decorating this week, you're all excited, getting ready for the holidays. It's a busy time of year. Maybe you're planning a project for the year ahead. If you've got some projects on your to-do list, you can put them on our to-do list because that's what we do. We're here to help you get those jobs done. If you've got questions, you don't know how to get something done, you don't know where to start, maybe you're stuck on a core issue, an organizational issue, maybe your systems in the house are acting in odd ways, your heating bills are too high, whatever's on that list, you know, whatever you're dealing with, that's why we are here. We're here to help you improve your home. Now, you got to help yourself first by picking up the phone and calling us with your questions or posting them at moneypit.com. Our phone number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's episode, with the holidays almost here, a lot of parents are dreading the moment when all those neatly wrapped presents become incoming piles of toys and paper and boxes. So we're going to share some easy organizing tips to help you out.
And you can't see it or smell it, but according to the EPA, hundreds of people die accidentally every year from CO poisoning caused by their heating systems. So we're going to have a way to keep you safe.
And your basement might serve as your home storage area, an extra play space for kids, or even your laundry room. But basements are also a major source of wasted energy. We're going to help you plug the leaks in today's smart spending tip.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever, from bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor. We're your coach, your counselor, your cheerleader for all of your projects, whether they're big or small.
So call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Mike and I was on the line with an insulation question. What can we do for you today?
I'm looking to put some fiberglass insulation up in my attic. I have access to some 6-inch that's faced on one side and it has foil on the other. Could I lay that down in my attic without having any problems.
You already have existing insulation there, right, Mike?
Yeah, I got 10 inches in my ceilings.
The answer is no, and here's why. The foil face is a vapor barrier. And if you put a vapor barrier in there, you're going to trap moisture. Now, a very common scenario is people put that up in the attic. They leave the vapor barrier facing up, but that's actually wrong. The only place the vapor barrier belongs is against the heated space, which would be under the 10 inches of insulation you already have there. So the foil face is not a good thing. Now, I will say that you, if you really want to be frugal about this, you could probably pull that foil off and lay the unfaced bat perpendicular to what you have right now. It'll be a bit of a messy job because it sounds like it's older insulation, so you're going to have to protect yourself with dust masks and safety glasses, long sleeves, and all of that.
I don't care to do that, but right now in my attic, at one time I had a flat roof. And right now I've got rolled tar, or not tar paper, but rolled shingling up in my attic floor. That's probably acting as a vapor barrier, I would guess, today.
It probably is, yeah, because it would stop humidity from getting through it. The problem is that it traps it in the insulation, and when it does that, the insulation doesn't work well. Insulation that's damp does not insulate, so that humidity is working against you.
I have wood heat, and it takes a lot of moisture out of the house. That's probably in my favor, I would guess.
I would think so. Now, you want to preserve that wood floor? You want to use all of that wood floor space?
I'd like to use as much as possible, yes.
Well, why don't you do this? Kind of a way to kind of have your cake and eat it, too, is to carve out an area in the center of the attic that you reserve basically just for storage. And then you add unfaced fiberglass bats on top of the wood floor to the other areas. Yeah, it's not perfect having that whatever floor covering you have in between, but I still think it's going to add some insulation to that space and help cut some of your energy bills. And unfaced fiberglass bats are not that expensive and pretty easy to handle.
Okay.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Marlene in Iowa is dealing with some winter window issues. Tell us what's going on.
We had our siding and our windows replaced a couple years ago, and ever since we replaced the siding and the windows, in the wintertime when we turn the furnace on and get the heat started in the house, every morning when we get up, every window in the house has moisture buildup at the bottom of the window and even to the point where it makes little pools on the windowsills. So we have to go around to every window and take a towel and dry all that moisture off the bottom of the window and out of the windowsill.
Well, the good news is you're cleaning your windows every day so they never get dirty. So
thanks.
The reason that's happening is because your windows are not insulated very well. Are these thermal pane windows?
They were supposed to be. They were supposed to be very good windows, but we had trouble with the siding that the guy put on, so I suppose he sold us a cheap window along with the siding that we had problems with.
You see, the reason that you're getting this condensation is because when it's cold outside, the warm, moist air strikes the inside of the glass and it condenses. And so you probably have high humidity inside your house. There's a couple of things we can do to try to reduce that. But if you don't have good insulated window glass, that problem gets really pretty bad. I mean, it can actually add up, as you've discovered, to quite a bit of water. So the fix, unfortunately, is to replace your windows, which is expensive. So what I would suggest that you do is take a look at all of the reasons that you get high humidity inside of a house. So you get humidity from activities that people do, cooking, cleaning, and bathing. Make sure that if you have exhaust fans in your bathrooms, that you have the fans, they're ducted out of the house, and that they're run on timers so that when you're done with showers and baths, they can continue to run for 15 or 20 minutes to pull the moisture out. Make sure that you have a exhaust fan over your range, of course. It's also, again, ducted out, not a recirculating. Make sure that around the foundation perimeter of your house that your grading is adjusted properly. You want to make sure that soil slopes away from the walls and that your gutters and downspouts are extended. Because believe it or not, if they're not, the gutters are not clean, they're not extended, if the grading is too flat, that water is going to collect in the soil around the outside of your house. It will be drawn into the foundation, and then it will be wicked out of the air on the other side and work its way up through the house, increasing humidity the whole way. So simply by making sure you keep water away from the house, you reduce humidity inside the house. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's happening. Those are the few things that you can do inside to reduce the amount of humidity that you have.
All right. Well, you've been very helpful. At least I kind of understand what's going on. Thank you, and I enjoy your show.
All right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. As the holidays approach, it's a great time to spend a little bit of time organizing your kids' room. You got to get rid of the old to make way for the new. We're going to share some easy organizing tips that can help when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And we know it, we're homeowners. You know, guys, taking care of this house that you own really can be a combination of love, definitely love, lots of pride, but also a tremendous amount of heart-stopping fear. But if you join us on the Money Pit podcast, we promise to help you plan, help you save money, and even spare you from those snafus.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Well, one project that can really change the look of a kitchen is replacing the countertop. But replacing that countertop can be an expensive project. Refinishing it isn't. And it can be easily accomplished with a kit made just for this project that we're giving away today. How lucky is that?
Yep, it's called the Spreadstone Countertop Finishing Kit.
from Deich Coatings. It's a real stone coating, so it looks great. It lasts a long time. It's heat resistant and water resistant. It comes in 11 colors, and you can actually get this done before the holidays. It's that easy. It's literally a few hours, and you are complete, a single weekend, and you're done. It's available online at HomeDepot.com, Lowe's.com, and at the Deich Coatings website at DAICH Coatings.com. Worth $125, but we've got one kit to give away on today's show. If you'd like to win it, you got to be in it, which means you got to call us with a question at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to MONEYPIT.com.
Now we've got Frank with a structural question. What's going on at your money pit?
Yes, I've got an older home, post and beam construction. I have about a 4x8 beam that's cracked diagonally, and I've already poured a footer, a 2-foot by 2-foot by 6-inch footer, and I plan on bracing that. But what I'm wondering, once I jack it back into position, number one, is there an adhesive that might help hold it together? And on the sides, I want to marry in a support. Should I use OSB, plywood, or 2x8?
What you would do is you would put another beam next to it that has to go the same width. It has to go bearing point to bearing point as the split beam. And then you would glue it with a construction adhesive from the new beam to the split beam. And I would bolt them together. And if you do that on a beam-by-beam basis, then it should be an acceptable repair. It's just a little tricky because you've got to get that new beam next to the old beam, and it's going to not be straight, and you're going to have to work around wires and plumbing and such to get it in there and nice and tight. But take your time fitting that beam. If you get the new beam in right, then, you know, it can be quite strong.
All right. I appreciate the advice. Thank you.
Now we've got Ann in Georgia on the line calling in with an air conditioning question. How can we help you?
What happens is there is an excessive amount of dust in the house.
Okay.
I mean, it's huge. I just rake my finger across a table, and you can see long particles, you know, long hair type. I mean, it's not hair, but it's like long things. And it's really, really thick. And when the pollen was really bad down here, like in the spring when it was yellow pollen outside, it was in the house.
Let me ask you some basic questions, Ann. First of all, you know, you're talking about a fan. What kind of heating system do you have in this house to begin with?
It's a heating pump.
Okay, it's forced air. It's a forced air system, right?
Yeah.
All right, so the best type of air filtration system would be an electronic air cleaner. An electronic air cleaner would be installed on the return side of the air handler, so it would clean the air as it goes back to the air handler. And a good quality electronic air cleaners can take out all that dust, all that pollen, right down to virus-sized particles. Most of us rely on the fiberglass filters, which are very inexpensive. They cost maybe $1 a piece, but they don't do very much. You know, we call them pebble stoppers because everything else goes right through them. So if you really want to clean up your house and reduce the amount of dust, you simply need a better filtration system on your HVAC system. And so an electronic air cleaner would be that. You could take a look at models by Trane or by April Air. And there are a number of others as well, but don't be confused by electrostatic versus electronic. You want an electronic air cleaner because these work to, and some of them charge the particles so that they have sort of magnetic attraction to the filter material. Some of them combine electronic cleaning with filtration cleaning, but either of those two brands, either Trane or April Air, make very good quality electronic air cleaners, and you'll see a huge difference. But it's the kind of thing that you have to have a HVAC technician professionally installed. It's not a do-it-yourself project.
Okay, sounds great. Okay, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, organizing the kids' room is hard enough the rest of the time of year, but the holidays definitely create special challenges. So we've got a few tips to make things easier. First of all, you want to have boxes and baskets standing by. Now, many of the gifts your child's going to receive this holiday season will be complete with an array of small pieces. And without proper organization, inevitably, you're going to lose some of those small pieces before your kid even heads back to school after the break. So before Christmas, you want to invest in several small boxes and baskets. Think about the things that might be arriving under the tree and think about how you can best organize them. Like say there's a big gift of Legos. Go and get different organizers with different bits because you don't want to be stepping on those. So just, you know, think what's coming and think about good ways to keep those things together. This way they go right to a spot right out of the box.
Now, before the holiday arrives, take a look at what you can do to clean up and clean out. Are there broken toys or toys that are missing most of their pieces? or toys that your kids no longer play with that are taking up valuable space on their floors. Take the time now to clean out these items, get rid of the broken stuff, consign or donate toys that are in great shape but that aren't getting played with, and pack away toys that you're saving for younger siblings.
Yeah, super duper duper smart. You also want to try using labels. Now, many kids struggle with understanding how to organize their toys, especially when they're left to do it themselves. So simple labels, pictures maybe for kids who are too young to read, lettered labels for the young readers, that can really go a long way towards teaching your kids how to organize their own toys, where things go, how to put stuff back. I can't guarantee they're going to do it all the time, but at least, you know, it gives them a helping hand.
Yeah, and here's another idea that's maybe easier when your kids are young, but older kids can often be convinced to use this strategy too. Instead of spreading all the new stuff out, new toys out across the floor as soon as the gifts are open, encourage them to put a few items back for later in the year. This way your child can pull those items out later and feel like it's Christmas all over again.
Yeah, and parents, you can just go ahead and do that sometimes. I'm telling you, in the frenzy of things, they might not even notice. Now, getting those rooms organized really might not be that room's natural state, but at least you're going to be able to make some order out of the chaos, find the floor, ensure that your kids can find the toys when they're looking for them, when they're ready to play. If you can at least give them a basis to start with to then make a new mess, maybe they'll remember how clean it was and want to go back to that way.
Carolyn is working on a painting project. How can we lend a hand?
We are painting our bathroom cabinets. They were put in the bathroom in 1980-something. I'm not sure about the date. We bought this house and the people lived in it 28 years. And we've been here almost 9 years. And they're kind of a maple color, and they're not very attractive. I've used that orange glow on them trying to make them look better. I don't know what they used on, probably liquid gold or something, trying to bring out the sheen. But it's just almost beyond the point, and I'd like to have new cabinets, but when we do, we're probably going to have to redo the whole bathroom. So we decided we would paint them kind of an off-white color. What we want to know is, what's the approach to making that paint stay on?
Now, you said that the cabinets are a maple color. Are they actually wood and they're stained?
Yeah, that's the stain on them. They're stained.
So they're stained wood. It's not like a thermofoil that looks like wood or a laminate. It's wood.
No, it's real wood. They're real wood cabinets.
Now, if they've been stained and restained over the course of a couple of years and you've got, you know, a lot of coatings of a cleaner on there, your best bet would be, and this is how I would kind of tackle it, I would remove the doors and the drawer fronts, being very careful about labeling which goes where, you know, a little piece of painter's tape on the backside and a little piece on the hinge saying, like, you know, AA or 1-1, you know, just so you know exactly where things go back. And I would leave the hinges either on the door or on the box. You know, it's kind of easier to leave them on the box just for painting issues. And this way you know exactly where everything goes back. That just kind of keeps things tidy. And then you really need to get some of that sheen off. So you could do it a couple of different ways. You could use something that's like a liquid sandpaper that you wipe on that gets rid of some of that sheen. But if it's like a super high gloss and they've been, you know, oiled or polished over the years and they're very sort of, not, you know, gunked up almost with a lot of finish on them, you may want to sand them down a little bit because you need to get down to something that's a little bit not so glossy and so built up from years of cleaning and just, you know, the yuck that happens in the bathroom, just so that you've got a surface that the paint's going to stick to. And once you've done that to the doors or drawer fronts and the boxes themselves in the bathroom, you need to prime it very well with a high-quality primer. I would use, like, Kills or Zinsser, you know, one of those that'll stick very, very well. Let that dry very thoroughly. And then go ahead with your top coat paint. And because it's in a bathroom and because it's a high moisture area and it's something that you're going to want to be cleaning a lot, I would go with a glossy finish and an oil base if I can get my hands on one. If not, and, you know, a glossy latex will do the trick. But, you know, more durable, of course, would be the oil base.
Thank you. And I appreciate your help.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Just ahead, carbon monoxide. It's an odorless gas that results from combustion of fuels like natural gas, oil, kerosene, even charcoal. We're going to tell you how to make sure your heating system is safe after this. Your
concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. It's that time of year again when family and friends gather together to celebrate the holidays. It's also a time to give thanks to Shasta County's 13,000 servicemen and women and their families. Thank you, KCNR, for supporting veterans in our community. Peace, hope, and joy to all this holiday season.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park and our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Save room for a wish this month at Black Bear Diner, where they partnered with Make-A-Wish to help grant life-changing wishes for children with critical illnesses in our community. They're donating $1 from the purchase of every delicious slice of red velvet cake, candy cane chocolate cream pie, and peppermint cheesecake, now through the end of the month. Get on over to Black Bear Diner because wishes need stars like you. Open daily, including Christmas Eve and day. 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we want to help you create your best home ever. From bathrooms to basements to demolition to decor, we are your coach, your counselor, your cheerleader for projects big and small. Reach out to us with whatever questions on your mind. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com.
Tom in Texas is on the line and needs some help with a driveway cleaning project. What's going on?
I've got a driveway, a concrete driveway that I put in about 10 years ago, and it's maybe 60-plus feet, a couple of car lengths wide, a couple of car widths wide, and I had an oil leak in a truck and really wasn't paying much attention to it until one day I noticed it. And there was quite a bit of staining down there, so I got some oil dry, started putting it down. And it held, but there's still some staining there. I never sealed it. And then I've also got, you know, from leaves and stuff. So I just was wondering, I was thinking about getting a power cleaner and maybe some kind of detergent and clean it up, or do I just live with it?
What you can do to try to clean this is to use a product called TSP, trisodium phosphate. It's available at home centers and hardware stores, usually in the painting aisle. You mix it up into sort of a paste-like consistency, apply it to the stain, let it sit there for, you know, a little while, and then you can rinse it off. And that will tend to draw the oil out of it. It's not a miracle cure, but it does a pretty good job cleaning up oil stains.
Do I need a power washer or just hose it off?
No, you just hose it off. You know, a lot of pressure is not your friend here. It's really just having the right products on that oil to kind of draw it out.
Yeah, and once you know, when you're in the paint aisle getting the TSP, right next to it you can get, you know, like a paint tray liner and just maybe slide that under the truck for a while.
There you go.
I should probably just attach something under there.
Yeah, attach it, and then you can set up a couple of traffic cones, and then every day when you come home, you fill up the cones, you know that the pan under the car will be directly aligned with the leak, and that'll be it.
All right, very good. Well, okay, I will take all that into consideration. Thank you all very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Well, carbon monoxide is an odorless gas that results from the combustion of fuel, like natural gas or oil or kerosene. And if it's not vented right, it could make you sick or it could even cause death. And I got to say, in the many years I spent inspecting homes before getting out of the crawl space and into the radio studio, I found carbon monoxide leaks with surprising frequency. It's kind of scary.
I mean, that is really scary, and that's why you absolutely have to have your heating system tuned up every single year. Now, Tom, we always say that, but what exactly should a tech be looking for that could lead to a toxic situation?
Well, first of all, when you look at the flame in your furnace or boiler, it should be a blue flame. It should not be an orangey flame, and you should never smell kind of a sweet, acrid odor, because that is a sure sign of incomplete combustion, and that means you've been producing a lot of combustion gas, which you don't have to, a lot of carbon monoxide. The other thing to check is the venting, to make sure all those gases are going out the vent, up the chimney, and away from your house, because if you've got bad venting, if you don't have the proper draft, then your house could be filled with carbon monoxide. And thirdly, something that I found a lot of when I was doing home inspections is the most important part of the furnace that keeps the combustion gas away from the air that heats your house is a section called the heat exchanger. If you think about what a typical radiator looks like in an old house, you know that the water circulates inside and your air sort of circulates over the top of it. Same principle, except with a heat exchanger, what's inside is combustion gas. And if there's a crack in the wall between the inside and the outside of that heat exchanger, then you could mix combustion gas in with house air. So a lot of things that have to be checked, and that's why it's important to have it serviced done right before the heating season.
Now, we should also mention some other sources of carbon monoxide that can be hazardous, like never run a car, use a barbecue, run a generator, even a lawnmower in an open garage. Even an open garage, guys, the fumes can rise and then fill the entire house.
And even if everything's operating properly, it's always a good idea to have CO detectors, because they're not just a good idea, they're even mandatory in a lot of jurisdictions. You want to make sure one exists outside of every bedroom. You know why that is, Leslie? Because most of the deaths happen when people sleep. That's why carbon monoxide detectors should always be on the sleeping side of the house, outside of those bedrooms.
Now we've got Joan in Illinois on the line, who's dealing with a mold issue. Tell us about it, Joan.
Well, I'm wondering what causes dry rot
and how you can tell if you have it.
Okay. Well, what are you seeing, Joan?
Coming down to the floor, there's about an inch below the molding, and I took the carpet up, and I saw sawdust down there, and I wondered if it was dry rot.
Right. So first of all, there's no such thing as dry rot. There's only wet rot. Wood that gets wet, it gets over 25% moist, can start to decay. Then if that wood also dries out, that's what people call dry rot, but it's really sort of a misnomer because it's not really dry rot, it's wet rot that has dried out.
Oh, so we can't cause it by overheating or under-humidifying a house?
No. Well, not overheating, but if you over-humidify, I guess it's technically possible because you'd put a lot of water in there. But no, you're not going to cause it by overheating. Now, in terms of what you're seeing under this molding, I think that would bear some further investigation. When you mentioned sawdust, I think about carpenter ants, for example. And so I would make sure that I know exactly what's causing this. One of the things that you could do is you could take a picture of it, and you could post it to our Facebook page at facebook.com/themoneypit. We'll take a look at it and give you an opinion. Or you could post it to the community section at moneypit.com. How about that?
That sounds great.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, your basement may serve as your home storage area, an extra play space for the kiddos, or even your laundry room. But basements are also a major source of wasted energy usage. We're going to help you plug those leaks in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card when the Money Pit returns.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a professional contractor, remodeler, or custom builder, you're going to want to hear this. We have partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast series that's designed to help improve the success of your business. It's called the Pro Files Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros, sharing strategies, and sharing solutions that are going to save you time, increase your profit, and improve your customer's satisfaction. They'll also provide tips and ideas and resources to help you grow your business. I'm going to be talking to and profiling contractors on the show who are veterans who are looking forward to sharing tips and tricks and ideas that are specific and actionable to help make you more successful in your business. I learned a lot talking to these pros, and you're going to learn a lot, too, and enjoy the stories when you tune in. Listen and follow the Pro Files podcast presented by LL Flooring at llflooring.com/pro. That's llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods. Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti from the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast and Radio Show with tips on new products for fall home improvements.
Avoid the hassles of stripped screws with Tankbond Liquid Grip from DAP. When screws start to strip, adding just a single drop to the screw head delivers 7 times more grip instantly.
LL Flooring's Duravana Hybrid Resilient is a new category of flooring that's waterproof, durable, and extremely scratch and dent resistant. Plus, it's eco-friendly, looks like real hardwood, and is an easy DIY project to install.
Get your outdoor spaces ready for winter with battery-powered tools from Green Machine. The 16-inch chainsaw features a high-efficiency brushless motor, up to 45 minutes of runtime, and an auto-tensioning knob for optimal chain performance.
Upgrade your home heating system before winter with energy-efficient HVAC systems from LG. New LG Red technology delivers remarkable energy efficiency and comfort in even the coldest climates.
For more, follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
The Money Pit. Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And if you enjoy the radio show, we think you're going to enjoy our podcast too. You can find it at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. You can join us for new episodes every Monday and every Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Well, it's almost Christmas, and you might be thinking, is there a project I can do before Christmas or New Year's gets here that's going to make my kitchen look great? Well, there is. You can replace your countertop if you have a lot of money, but if you don't, you can refinish it for a lot less. And it just so happens we are giving away a kit that allows you to do just that from our friends at Deich Coatings.
That's right. We've got the Spreadstone Countertop Finishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's made from real stone, so it's very beautiful. It's going to last a long time. It's heat resistant. It's water repellent. Comes in 11 colors. It really is an easy DIY project that you can get done, and get this, guys, a single weekend. So that is a major transformation in a short amount of time. It's available for $125, and you can find it online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and the Deich Coatings website. Let me spell that for you. It's DeichCoatings, DeichCoatings.com. Bill in California, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I'm looking for the best way to seal up a French door on my house. Where the two doors go together or shut together, they don't seal.
They don't seal properly?
No.
So that's called the astragal, where they come together. That's that molding configuration. And so are you getting water through these doors, Bill, or are you getting just drafts?
Just drafts.
The first thing I would do is I would examine the fit of the doors when they come together to see if the door is actually closing evenly up and down. So if there's a little bit more of a gap at the top or the bottom, that's a different issue, and you'd have to physically adjust the door so that that doesn't happen anymore. The second thing is I would look at the sill where the door closes to make sure that the sill is continuous. And an easy way to do that is with light. If you were to kneel down on one side of that door and shine a flashlight in to see if you saw the light coming under the door, that might give you an indication as to whether or not you have gaps at that sill level. The third thing is that there's typically a hole in that configuration of the door where air gets in at the very top and at the very bottom, where you need about a 1-inch square piece of weather stripping to seal it. And that's where the doors come together at the top and the bottom. And then the rest of that, I would just look at the existing weather stripping that's on that door, make sure it's getting a tight seal all the way up and down. You really have to look at it in components to try to determine which part of that is broken down and which part of it is most responsible for the air leakage that you're getting in there, Bill.
Okay. Take a look at those items then.
All right, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, your basement may serve as your home storage area. Perhaps it's an extra play space for the kiddos. Maybe it's even your laundry room, or perhaps it's everything. But basements can also be a major source of wasted energy usage. Now, experts from the U.S. Department of Energy say making some quick and low-cost basement improvements will save you on energy usage, make your home more comfortable and usable, and improve your indoor air quality and save you some money on those utility bills. We're going to tell you how to do just that in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Now, here's how you get started. First up, inspect your basement or crawl space area. Look at the complete area, the wall surface, the underside of the floors, and try to identify any air leaks that are caused by gaps or holes like those around pipes or vents or wiring or any kind of gap or draft that comes in around doors or windows. If you find them, seal them. Fill the small gaps with caulk. If you've got bigger holes, you can use expandable spray foam insulation. If you've got lighting down there, make sure that it's energy efficient and make sure you add it to each of the basement lighting fixtures.
For more ways to save, the Department of Energy website at energy.gov features a list of minor improvements that you can make to get your basement as energy efficient as possible.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Susan in Missouri has a question about a fireplace. Tell us what's going on at your Money Pit.
Well, I have a gas fireplace, and it's one of those where they seem to have cut the hole in the wall and stuck the fireplace in there, and now I cannot stop
the wind from blowing in. I don't know what to do.
Okay, so is the wind coming in the hole where the gas pipe is coming through?
It seems to be coming from all around the fireplace. You know, it's got the mantle, and it comes from around the mantle, and anywhere where there's, you know, where it's been put together, it seems to have air coming in. And, of course, it is coming in. It's got the outside box, I guess, to have the exhaust.
Okay, so this sounds to me like it's a manufactured fireplace as opposed to an old brick one that was converted to gas. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes.
What, and it has doors on it, too?
No, it does not.
Do you know what the brand is of the fireplace?
A Lennox, I believe.
Well, the first thing I would do is I would take a look at the installation, and very often there's probably gaps somewhere around that box that were not properly sealed. I would also consider contacting Lennox and getting the original installation instructions. You may even be able to download those, which will give you or your contractor a guide to determine if it was correctly installed. And then thirdly, I would find out if doors are available for that fireplace, because that could solve all your problems.
Okay.
Especially if it's a gas fireplace pre-made and it has a combustion air supply, you may be able to keep that all behind the glass doors and stop all the drafts from coming through.
That's a great idea. Thank you. I'll try that.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Up next, imagine a leak so bad that it can collapse the ceiling of the floor below and pretty much ruin all of the furnishings. Happens a lot, but it can be avoided with a $20 part. We're going to explain when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Auto Bodies. The auto repair industry is ever-changing, just like the automobile. Collision repair on today's vehicles requires an extensive investment in diagnostic equipment and training. The ability to scan the safety and electronic control systems after a collision is imperative. Coach Master has made these investments. We have the technology. You can be assured that after a Coach Master repair, your vehicle will be back to pre-loss condition. Upon delivery, your vehicle will be washed, vacuumed, and disinfected.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
With the coming of the holiday season, we'd like to thank all of our customers, old and new, for trusting Coachmaster to take care of all of your collision repair needs. Our team would like to wish the community Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Santa, we don't repair sleighs, so be careful. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Money Pit.
listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Reach out to us with your home improvement questions at 888-MONEY-PIT or post them to MoneyPit.com.
Ruth has reached out and asks, if it's expensive to swap a toilet and a shower if you have a crawl space and you're already planning and budgeting to remove the tile on the floors.
You know, it's not just a matter of removing the tile on the floors. In fact, that has very little to do with this particular project, except for the cosmetics. But you're presuming, Ruth, that the drains are the same for a toilet and for a shower, and they're not. They're quite different. The toilet drain is much larger. It has to be positioned in a very unique way. So while you can do the project, basically you have to rework all of the drain lines as part of this. So it's not necessarily an inexpensive job.
All right, now we've got one from Ryan who says, the bedroom in our 1963 house doesn't get as warm compared to the rest of the house. We close our doors during the workday, have new replacement windows, and the furnace is only 5 years old. Any idea what the problem might be?
So uneven heating and cooling could be caused on a number of things. The first thing that jumps out at me, though, is you say you close your bedroom doors. Unless you have a proper gap underneath those doors, you may not be getting air back to the return duct, which is usually located in a 1960s house in the center hallway, upstairs or downstairs. And if the doors are closed tight, then you may not be getting that return back, and that's not going to cycle the air enough to actually warm it. The other thing I would do, and what I would do first, is I would check my insulation levels above the second floor, because most 1960s houses don't have enough. You ought to see 15 to 20 inches of nice fluffy fiberglass up there. If you don't, add unfaced fiberglass bats and see how that goes. I bet you that one improvement can make a huge difference in your comfort.
I mean, for sure. Just adjusting the insulation in the attic does make a big change, because it's like putting on a hat when you're outside and it's cold. It's the hat for the house.
Well, some leaks are minor, some leaks are major, but there's only one major leak that I know of that can be avoided with a $20 part. Leslie explains in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Imagine having a leak so bad that it collapses the ceiling of the floor below and then pretty much ruins all of your furniture. I mean, we actually had this happen at my mom's house because the heating system ran out of oil and the weather was so bad they couldn't come and refill it, and the pipes froze and then burst when things warmed up, and the whole ceiling collapsed. There was water everywhere. Pretty much every piece of furniture was ruined. But you know what? You can avoid things like this by replacing a $20 part. Now, wondering what that part is? Because lots of different things around your house can freeze and cause a gigantic mess. I'm talking in this case about a hose that feeds water to your washing machine, and when it breaks, and it will break, it can leak thousands of gallons of water. Now, this is a problem that has caused homeowners countless heartaches over the years for one reason. Manufacturers ship new machines with rubber washing machine hoses, and that rubber wears out. The hoses are going to crack, it's going to form blisters, and then they will eventually break. And that can lead to dumping thousands of gallons of water onto the floor below, and below that, and below that. I mean, it really depends on where you've got your washer. Now, the best way to prevent this is to remove your washer's rubber hoses and replace them with those braided stainless steel hoses. This is going to cost about $20, but those hoses never ever break. So you want to shut off the washer supply valves, remove and replace the old rubber hoses with those stainless braided ones. It's a super easy DIY project, and it's one that's going to give you, you know, lots of peace of mind and potentially save you lots and lots of money.
Yeah, there's one group of people who always change out those hoses before they break. Those are the ones that have had a hose break on.
For sure.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if you're getting ready to refresh your home with some new decor, but worried that your budget may not be ready to handle the hit, we're going to share five ways to save lots of money redecorating your home sweet home on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The first birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best-tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Kentucky's governor says tornadoes may have killed 70 people in his state, and he's fearing the death toll may exceed 100. Governor Andy Beshear said a twister touched down Friday night and cranked more than 200 miles through the state. Severe storms moved through the area and caused catastrophic damages across multiple states, hitting a candle factory in Kentucky, a nursing home in Arkansas, and an Amazon facility in Edwardsville, Indiana. Fire Chief James Whiteford.
At approximately 8:35 p.m. last night, the National Weather Service confirmed an EF3 tornado approaching from the west, touchdown at 3077. Gateway Commerce Center Drive East. This caused significant damage to a large portion of the building. About 6 minutes afterwards, the first Edwardsville Fire Unit arrived on scene and found approximately 150 yards of the building that had been collapsed.
So far, the death toll at the Amazon facility, 6. Last count, 7 people died in the St. Louis area. Bob Dole finally laid to rest after a week of memorials, the final 2 held in his western Kansas hometown of Russell, as well as the state capitol. It was honored by as what Kansas Governor Laura Kelly called the greatest of the greatest generation. Israel's former ambassador to the U.S. says Iran's been far more bolder in provoking the U.S. with its nuclear weapons program now that President Biden's in office.
The major violations of the JCPOA did not occur under the Trump administration after 2018 when he pulled out of the JCPOA. The major Iranian violations only began when it was clear that there would be a different administration in the White House.
Dr. Michael Oren, speaking with the Salem Radio Network earlier in the week, said it's unlikely the U.S. would be at this time willing to take any military action against Iran. More news at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them, the weight works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Overseas in England, a police shooting happened near the Kensington Palace.
The Metropolitan Police Force says officers were called to the wealthy area of London after reports that a man with a gun had entered a bank and bookmakers, then fled in a vehicle, which they stopped on Palace Gate Road. Police say shots were fired and a man sustained gunshot wounds. He was pronounced dead at the scene, and the incident is not being treated as terrorism. Kensington Palace is the official London residence of Prince William, his wife Kate, and their 3 children. It is also home to several other members of the royal family. I'm Julie Walker.
A 500-plus page report suggests the Special Federal Customs and Border Protection Unit used sensitive government databases intended to investigate as many as 20 U.S.-based journalists including a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Amtrak is exploring new opportunities to cover worker shortages due to a vaccine mandate.
The Biden administration's vaccine mandate will force the transit company to close a number of routes in 2022, despite receiving around $66 billion from the government's infrastructure bill. Amtrak President Stephen Gardner testified that the vaccine mandate will force the company to cut services in order to comply. The cuts will mainly affect long-distance routes, Gardner claimed, adding the company will work with customers to rebook trips as necessary. Patrick Foss reporting.
A new government report showing inflation rising at the fastest rate in nearly four decades, raising fresh questions about the fate of President Biden's social and environment legislation. The government said on Friday consumer prices grew last month at an annual rate of 6.8%. That's the highest number in 39 years. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City. Information you want. Truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. Shannon Bream is queuing up, and Dave Ignatius at the bottom of the hour, columnist for the Washington Post. I want to get a perspective on what he's hearing with his incredible sources about the Russia-Biden summit that took place virtually the other day. And what it means for the January invasion of Ukraine, which I hear is happening. You know how costly it is to well 100,000 troops, even if it's close to your border? You know how costly that is? Would they be doing that if they didn't plan on invading? And what kind of compensation should they get and would they get, if any? And the president would think, is meeting with the Ukrainian leader right now. Well, later on today, he just left Bob Dole's memorial service. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
The Communist Party is celebrating its 100th year. So is J.P. Morgan. And I'll make you bet we last longer. I can't say that in China. They probably are listening anyway.
He later apologized. They were. China, American businesses are selling their soul and how their abhorrent human rights record as more nations joining our diplomatic Olympic boycott.
Number two.
What about private businesses?
Private businesses, no. And I'll tell you the reason why. If there's 100 employees or more, and that's all it affects, they've done something right. And I don't think the government has to make every decision for the private sector. You know, you've been doing quite well without us.
I hear you, mandate mania. Even Dems are beginning to sober up to the realities of the Biden breaking his word on the vaccine mandates. It's costing people their jobs, as predicted. They are coming now for your kids to keep them out of the theater, gyms, as well as restaurants. Plus, the Omicron scare tactic further fuels the distrust with the masses.
Number one.
Keeping New Yorkers safe, bringing the city back. That's the mission. Recovery for all of us. Now, we are one of the safest places in America right now when it comes to COVID. And we are also, as we have been for a long, long time, the safest big city in America.
Coming crisis, sponsored by Progressive, sub-sponsored the squad, piloted by Joe Biden, is affecting every major city in America. And by the way, this is not a safe city that the mayor of New York is talking about. You commit the crime and do not do the time, plus defaming and defunding the cops. You combine both, it's a poisonous mix. With me right now is anything but, even though he's called evil by Greg Gutfeld every night as he tosses to her when she takes over Fox News at night. Shannon Bream joins us now. Hey, Shannon.
Good morning. And listen, consider the source, right?
Right. He's not the news person. Now, if Brett Baer was doing that, I might
have
to really, you might be evil.
Brett and I have offices literally right next door to each other, so I'd go have a chat with him.
Right. So you like him better than Gutfeld?
No. I'm just saying he might be more factually accurate.
Right.
On his assessment of me.
Oh, okay, fine. We'll go with that. So, Shannon, I thought I dreamed it, but I had one of those late book events, and I went to bed.
Yes.
Even at 11 o'clock, I had trouble sleeping, and I guess I somehow subliminally heard you say, I believe we're going to Fox headquarters in New York, and there's a fire. The Christmas tree's on fire. What were they saying in your ear? What did you think
you
saw it?
Well, you know, that's a shot that we can see. There are cameras everywhere, so we could see that. And all of a sudden, my executive producer gets in my ear, and she says, it's on fire, it's on fire. And I'm talking to a guest or doing something, so I can't actually stop and say to her, what's on fire? So we went to a commercial, and then she told me what was going on during the commercial, and we could not believe what we were seeing. I mean, the whole thing up in flames very quickly. The fire department, the best, they were there and had this thing under control.
Within your show?
Yeah.
So you saw the fire trucks come in your show?
We did. We saw the hoses out and the water gushing and these guys getting it under control, doing what they do best.
So what were you thinking when you were watching this? Were you worried it was going to catch the building?
Yeah, I kept thinking, I know spatially it's far enough away from the building, but my thought was, is it an accident or not? You know, it was happening so quickly then, and we didn't know that there was a person involved in this and responsible. And you're thinking, okay, this display has a ton of lights. It's beautiful. There are a lot of electronics there. I'm trying to keep my, open mind about exactly what was happening there. But that was the first thing I was thinking. But, yeah, I was thinking, how close is this to the building? I didn't think that flames could jump over, but it's not a good sight to see.
I heard the whole first floor was overrun with smoke, too. So it was going right through the revolving doors.
It was a huge fire.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're thinking, I don't know if this is an anti-Fox person. Turns out the guy is just some deranged lunatic. And how do you feel about the fact that arson isn't enough to keep you in jail?
Right, because now what I'm told is that he's back out again and that he had been causing trouble around town with other issues. And, you know, people will have this argument about should we be incarcerating those who are mentally ill and have problems. You know, that's a whole different conversation. If somebody's committing crimes at that level and knows they're going to get out the next day, I mean, how can we expect this lawlessness to stop? I mean, people who can think straight and people who can't think straight, if they know there aren't going to be any consequences for their criminal activity, that sends a very clear message.
By the way, he's being probed to see if he was involved and whether he was going to strike the 30 Rock tree as well. That's a live tree, and that's overlooking the skating rink right next to 30 Rock. And there's so many people there. There's no cars that go through there anymore. It's all walking.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just
I'd definitely be watching the tree very closely.
Yeah, but by the way, tonight they're going to relight it. Nothing's stopping this guy from going back there.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, our security is amazing, as you know. At Fox, NYPD is amazing. And they've had to step into a lot of situations that have been kind of scary for us. So I have great confidence in them. But again, you know, if this guy isn't thinking straight and he feels like that was fun and less than 24 hours later I'm out, I don't know how we think that stops somebody who would have been bold enough to do this.
Understood. So I want to bring you to the mandate mania. And the significance of this, Joe Manchin, speaking in the Wall Street Journal a couple of days ago, saying this about mandates, sounding a lot like a Republican, he would join another Democrat, and Republicans have voted now to stop the mandates. It goes to the House, but Nancy Pelosi won't pick it up as of now. Cut 13.
What about private businesses?
Private businesses, no, and I'll tell you the reason why. If there's 100 employees or more, and that's all it affects, they've done something right. I don't think they're going to give up their market shares or subject their employees and lose their customers' base because of not making good decisions. And I don't think the government has to make every decision for the private sector. You know, you've been doing quite well without us.
Is there a better approach than a mandate that the government
I've always said incentivize, don't penalize.
It's true. What Joe Manchin is saving the country.
I mean, he's definitely definitely standing as a block against some of the more aggressive things that this administration would like to do fiscally and when it comes to things like these mandates. Listen, they're not doing well in court. These federal mandates are having a real struggle to try to get any traction and move ahead. And I do think it's this concept of months ago we were told by many people in the administration, including the president, like, you know, you can't force people. Mandates aren't going to work. You know, Dr. Fauci said that. Dr. Walensky said that. There have been a number. Speaker Pelosi said that. So I think that when they pronounce ahead of time that there are things they think they can't do, but they're going to try it anyway, they got to expect they're going to have headwinds. And even, yeah, within their own party for people who are more moderate, like Manchin, like Tester.
So I want to bring you to the court case. You got that lawyer background. You have the certificate. You tell everyone you're a lawyer wherever you go. So
say it on TV.
Yes, you do say it on TV. So the Jussie Smollett trial, this is not exactly a nail-biter. The guy made up the entire story. It is total fiction. Nobody believes it. But Black Lives Matter came out with a statement, and it's long. As abolitionists, we approach situations of injustice with love and align ourselves with our community because we got us. So let's be clear. We love everybody in our community. It's not about a trial or a verdict deciding the supremacist charade. It's about how we treat our community when corrupt systems are working to devalue their lives. In an abolitionist society, this trial will be taking place, which is already taking place. He goes, communities would not have to fight and suffer to prove our worth. Instead, we find ourselves once again being forced to put our lives and our value in the hands of judges and juries operating in a system that is designed to oppress us. They go on. Black Lives Matter will continue to work towards the abolition of police and every unjust system. We will continue to love and protect one another and wrap our arms around those who do work to usher in black freedom and, by extension, freedom for everyone else. So Black Lives Matter has the back of a guy that accused two Nigerians of trying to beat him up and mug him because he was black and being pro-MAGA. I mean, the story is implausible. It's farcical. It should have had a laugh track in his testimony. Is this going to take 2 minutes or 3 minutes for the jury to return? And there will be outrage in the black community tonight when you're on your show.
Well, listen, I think that the prosecutors did a great job in their closing arguments, as so detailed by our wonderful Matt Finn, who's there reporting. You know, concrete fact after concrete fact that really call his story into question, including the fact that there was a criminal complaint. The police had the Asundario brothers in custody. They asked him to sign this complaint. Now, you're the victim, you say, of a hate crime, and you won't sign the criminal complaint. That's weird, right? I mean, if you're saying, like, oh, you got the guys, and this is, you know, these people came after me, and I feel victimized, how in the world, as a crime victim, do you not sign that complaint? Or the affidavit that goes with it. I mean,
okay. That
to me is one of the most telling things. I think what's interesting now is there's this conversation about whether he's going to face perjury charges if he's convicted. And those are more serious. They actually would carry more jail time if he is convicted and a prosecutor feels like it's necessary to make, you know, an example out of him. I mean, certainly something that when you get to sentencing, you got to think the judge is going to be thinking about potentially. Did this guy not only lie to the police department and waste tons of, you know, detective hours and hours and resources, but then came and made us have this whole trial and wasted all this time in the court system. So we'll see. You know, it's tough because it's, you know, you plant reasonable doubt with a juror or two, and if they're really stubborn, you can have an issue. But I really don't think it will take the jury very long. We're at a bit of a disadvantage here because, like with Kyle Rittenhouse, we watched every second of that trial. I think it's very helpful to see exactly what the defense and the prosecution have and to hear the testimony for yourself. Some of the prominent trials out there right now, including Jussie Smollett, it's not televised, so we're not seeing every nuance, every bit of body language, everything that the jury is seeing.
Right. But this cannot stand. If one juror is not paying attention and tries to hold his or her ground on this, do you see that? I mean, it's hard to predict a jury, but there's no way any of this story is true.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very difficult to go along with the version and multiple versions that Mr. Smollett has had about some of this stuff. But you heard what his defense attorney said yesterday. This is not an easy case. We need you to stand up for the Constitution, essentially. He said, you know, I'm asking you to do something that's very difficult to the jurors. You know, I can't speak to you again now that they're going to deliberations, but I need some people who are willing to stand. So, you know, he's given them the best charge that he can with what he's got. Jonathan Turley, who is amazing at these things, things, too, said yesterday, I don't even think that Smollett is trying to convince the jury that he's not guilty. He's sort of like, I'm guilty, but I'm oppressed, and the system is against me, sort of like the Black Lives Matter statement. And so do the right thing and say no to the system. So we'll see which line of reasoning they buy.
So Leo Terrell, who's a lawyer, but he's changed, hence the hat,
2.0,
said this, cut 11.
This Black Lives Matter nonsense is nonsense. They carry no weight, and you cannot trust the police. You cannot trust black police officers, black chief of police. You can't trust the police. That race card has left the station 50 years ago. You got diversity in all these Democratic cities with black mayors, black police chiefs, black officers. Black Lives Matter has no credibility, and what they're doing right now is further trying to distract what the issue here. Jesse Smollett lied to the American public. A black man lied about being attacked. And what Black Lives will do is throw him a lifeline. Well, I got news for you. He's going to sink because that jury should do the right thing. Find him guilty.
And by the way, how do you, okay, first your thought about Leo is he's a lawyer too, like you?
Yes, absolutely. He is an even finer and better and certainly more energetic lawyer than I am.
How do you give money to Black Lives Matter when there's such such a fringe group with incendiary statements, formal statements written? I mean, how does that end up on the side of an NBA court?
Yeah, and I think that early on, listen, people, I think, had good intentions, and they wanted to be about justice and doing what is right. I think, though, over time, what a number of people, individual donors and corporations have seen, like, whoa, maybe I don't agree with everything that this group is doing. In fact, you've had people who were supposed to benefit from Black Lives Matter, different families and crime victims and stuff, step up and say, they do not speak for me. I don't know what's going on with this organization. This is not what I signed up for. And they're expressing grave concerns about what actually has gone on with the money that's been raised and some of the ideology as well.
Shannon, who do you have on tonight? No rush. I mean, you have 6 hours.
I should think about this before I talk to you, because I actually do have the list, but I don't know where it is.
Not with you.
You know, not with me, but it's going to be spectacular. I have no doubt about that.
You have an Apple Watch? Maybe you can, on your phone, you could ring your phone?
I don't. Is it like find your phone and be find your guests? Something like that. Give me 1 second, I can say, okay, here we go. Jim Jordan, Congressman Jim Jordan is on with us tonight. Also, Aaron Seary, who is the leading vaccine attorney, and he's going to talk to us about why the FDA needs 75 years before they'll turn over their data on the Pfizer vaccine.
Why is
and
that?
And we've got a couple of amazing attorneys who are going to do night court. And then Professor Wilfred Riley, if you guys know him, he actually wrote the book Hate Crime Hoax. He's a super interesting guy, and if we get a verdict tonight in the Smollett case, you will hear from him.
I just did his podcast yesterday. It's Cut the Bull podcast. He is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I actually gave you some answers this time.
You did. Thank you, Shannon. You can really, when I give you enough time, you do know how to promote yourself.
I with the best of them, right?
All right, and Chad, thanks for having me on for my book. I appreciate it.
I loved it. Congratulations. I saw it's on the bestseller list again this week. You're unstoppable.
All right, thank you so much. Shannon Bream, thank you. And good luck on your show tonight. Meanwhile, coming up next to you, 1-866-408-7669, from California to South Bend to Georgia, I'll get to all your calls. And then at the bottom of the hour, one of the most learned people on international relations, columnist for the Washington Post, Dave Ignatius, live. Man, this is a good show. Don't move.
Coming to you on a need-to-know basis, because, man, do you need to know. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt, never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
Your power chewing dog runs through toys like they're going out of style. That's because weak toys aren't their style. They need something tougher. Your monthly subscription from Bully Make is packed with ultra durable toys and healthy treats made here in the USA. Tested by tough chewers and delivered every 30 days. All backed with a satisfaction and durability guarantee. Try your first box at 40% off. Go to bullymake.com/radio now.
Bully Make! Tougher toys for tougher play.
More than one in three people will face cancer in their lifetime. Unfortunately, fear can stop you from getting your cancer screening, but it won't stop cancer. Early detection can save your life. Don't wait for symptoms to appear to act. Cancer screening is safe, effective, and accessible for everyone, including free or low-cost screening programs. Go to cancerscreeninfo.com right now for free screening resources and recommendations from the American Cancer Society. Don't wait. Early detection can save your life. Go to cancerscreeninfo.com today. cancerscreeninfo.com.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
Wrongly accused and wrongly imprisoned, Cardinal George Pell, the highest-ranking clergyman in the Catholic Church to be convicted of child abuse, opens up about spending 13 months behind bars for something he didn't do. Pell was accused of molesting two choir boys in 1996 while serving as the Archbishop of Melbourne, Australia. He was sentenced to 6 years, but after serving just over a year of that, Australia's Supreme Court acquitted him of all charges by unanimous vote. Pell has forgiven his accusers, forgiven the prosecutors, even forgiven mainstream media for vilifying him in the court of public opinion. His prison journals are now published in three volumes, the latest titled The High Court Frees an Innocent Man. But during his ordeal, not many stood by him, even in the church.
Quite a number of people said, yes, it's very possible that he's not guilty, but it's appropriate, it's only right and just that the church takes a hit, that somebody from the church suffers.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He was a boy from Oklahoma who captured the hearts of Yankee fans the world over from 1951 to 1968 and helped win seven World Series titles. On March 1st, 1969, Mickey Mantle announced his retirement from baseball.
To think that the Yankees are retiring my number seven with numbers 3, 4, and 5 tops off everything that I could ever wish for. I've often wondered how a man who knew he was going to die could stand here and say that he was the luckiest man in the world. But now I think I know how Lou Gehrig felt. It's been a great honor. I'll never forget it. God bless you all, and thank you very much.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. A hefty $700 hospital bill in Georgia just for stopping by. It's called an emergency room visit fee, and it's often added to your total hospital bill, and the amount can vary between hospitals.
What do you mean I have a bill for that day? I didn't do anything. I was really just shocked.
Taylor Davis says she went to the emergency room at Emory Decatur Hospital for a head injury. She sat in the waiting room for hours, but with no end in sight, she decided to leave.
I didn't get my vitals taken. Nobody called my name. I wasn't seen at all. I just came, sat in a chair for 7 hours, and left.
An email sent to Davis by an Emory patient financial services employee says you get charged before you are seen, not for being seen. Emory Healthcare sent a statement that reads in part, "Our teams are currently looking into this matter and will follow up directly with the individual." For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
We have set a path for ourselves to turn around the criminal legal system in this country in a way that will become more humane, more equitable, and above all, will create a safer environment for all of us.
We've all seen the spate of smash and grab robberies. LA residents are being robbed and assaulted when they're out shopping. They're being robbed and assaulted when they get home on their doorsteps. To what extent do you and your policies bear any responsibility for that?
Well, actually none. Most crime is down, but for homicides.
Yeah, but for homicides, except for the brutal murders and the smash and grabs, most crime is down. Really? Maybe the amount of people that are actually in jail or processed, perhaps, let alone your cops who have been defunded and demoralized. That is the attorney general that's got to, the district attorney that's got to be recalled. It's got to be an emergency meeting that Joe Biden calls. David, listening on the stream, I guess, I'll watch you on the stream, the Fox Nation stream. What's on your mind in Los Angeles?
Yeah, you know, you brought up the Black Lives Matter, and this isn't a call I wanted to make, but I feel it needs to be said. Any goodwill Black Lives Matter had with the American people, even if you didn't like the movement per se, but gee, I like the spirit of Black Lives Matter, that's out the window, man.
I know.
They're getting behind Jesse Smollett. He blamed white people and Trump voters, and look what he did, and all the smash and grab. So then because of George Floyd, this Black Lives Matter. So now cut to today, they reduced the laws and made stealing legal. I'm out here in Los Angeles, and the smash and grabs, and we got a security guard, a black security guard that was killed in these smash and grabs, which is just as bad as George Floyd.
Yeah, but Jesse Smollett is more important. You're right. People wanted to help. They gave their money, and they feel like they've been had after statements like that. Thanks, David. Appreciate it.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hi, I'm Janet McCarn, one of the owners of Orchard Nutrition Center. We are proud to be joining KCNR in sending holiday greetings and wishes to all our veterans and those currently serving our country, and to their families waiting at home. It is a huge sacrifice they make for our country, and Orchard Nutrition Center is proud to honor our veterans every day with a 10% in-store discount. Sending warm wishes from the Orchard Nutrition Center family to all our veterans today and all year long. Thank you for your service.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Burks Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burks Construction Management.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park and our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Happy holidays from Reading Electric Utility, your community-owned electric utility for 100 years. On behalf of all REU employees, we are wishing you a safe and happy holiday season. Please remember holiday safety starts with you. Never overload an extension cord or electrical circuit. Make sure extension cords and lights are rated for outdoor use. And remember never to expose electrical outlets or connections to rain. Reading Electric Utility has been honored to serve you in 2021 and wishes you and your family a happy and healthy new year.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
He also told President Putin there's another option, de-escalation and diplomacy. The United States and our European allies would engage in a discussion that covers larger strategic issues, including our strategic concerns with Russia and Russia's strategic concerns. I will look you in the eye and tell you, as President Biden looked President Putin in the eye and told him today, that things we did not do in 2014, we are prepared to do now.
And he was there, Jake Sullivan, National Security Advisor, talking about the virtual summit meeting between President Biden and Vladimir Putin a couple of days ago, yesterday rather. And we just don't know exactly what happened, but an interesting perspective, probably the best column I've read about all this. Each sentence was enlightening. Dave Ignatius of the Washington Post rejoins the show. Dave, always great to have you on. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for inviting me, Brian.
So I was just wondering, with all your sources, what do you think took place yesterday? We saw the pleasantries and then not much else.
So I think we got a fairly good readout of the basics. I think Biden delivered a message that the level of economic sanctions that would follow Russian invasion would be, as the readout said, beyond anything the U.S. has imposed in the past, beyond what we did in 2014. From what I know, the discussion ranges all the way up to, but is not yet concluded, the cutting Russia off from the SWIFT international payment system, which would cripple our economy. I think they also have warned Putin that the Nord Stream 2 pipeline would be dead. It hasn't started shipping gas yet, but that would be over. So I think the basic message that has been delivered since CIA Director Bill Burns went to Moscow at the beginning of November is your economy will suffer severe damage if you do this. The Russians don't seem to have gotten the message yet, but I think that was the key thing that was done. I think Biden also wants to offer a diplomatic off-ramp. I don't think that's crazy here. This is a dangerous confrontation. If we can do that without sacrificing any of the basics, not exceeding the Russian demand that Ukraine never join NATO, et cetera, I think diplomacy always is worth exploring.
Absolutely. And I don't really think that we're looking to go and get into a pitch battle with Russia. I don't think many people were thinking that, but what we would do the back to Ukrainians. You bring up the fact that this would not be easy. Yeah, Russia's more powerful, but the Ukrainians can fight. And this would be messy. And do you really think that the that Russia wants a messy battle with Ukraine right now?
I think Putin would be unwise if he chose this option, Brian. If you look at public opinion polling in Russia, and it still exists, it's pretty good. The Russians are very split on whether it makes sense to intervene on behalf of Russian-speaking separatists in Ukraine. Putin is passionate about it. It's almost a religious intensity for him. But that's not true, according to polls, for Russians themselves. So if they suffered real casualties in Ukraine, as they would, as I wrote, this would not be a cakewalk. Putin would have political problems at home, I think. Another point that people don't think about much, Ukrainians are pretty united in resisting Russian intervention. In the Far East, there are some people who support this, but there are not many of them. The chance of a partisan war, a kind of guerrilla war, to combat the Russians is real. All the Ukrainian sources I talk to say there are hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians who've had military training or in militias. Guns in private hands are very widespread in Ukraine. There are over a million weapons. So these people are armed, they'll resist, and Putin would have one hell of a fight on his hands.
And why do you think, you know, he takes Crimea, and then he takes these areas with these so-called, you know, Russian mercenaries, and he holds these areas, and he's like, just like he's got a section of Georgia today. What? Why now? Like, what is it about the Ukrainian situation that makes Putin feel more insecure now about NATO's presence in the area?
He wrote an essay last summer, Brian, in which he said that Ukraine is Russia, that they're indissoluble. I mean, he's never gotten over the breakup of the Soviet Union, as we know, but the heart of that is Ukraine. I think he would like, in the time that he's president, in some way to reunite the countries, and maybe not formally, but neuter an independent Ukraine. So that's a priority for him. I have to be honest, I think he also looks at America's political divisions. We have a political system that just isn't working very well, whichever side of the fence you're on. And he sees us as weak, and he says, "This is my time to go for it." So I think I think he's a genuinely reckless person. There was a moment to unite and deter a potential adversary, this is it.
Dave, it's so interesting you said he's reckless because things seem to have worked out for him. Remember they said Assad must go, you know, President Obama at the UN, Assad must go, and he decides to put his military in there and prop up Assad. Assad's still in power. In Georgia, he sent his troops in there. He was able to survive any sanctions we laid there during the Bush years, and he's still there. And then in the Ukraine, he lost his stooge, and in comes they have elections, and they put a guy in power, and now Zelensky's in power, and he's still got a presence there. And he's still got Crimea. So aren't things working out for him?
You know, they are on one level. He hasn't gotten much out of the intervention in Syria. Syria is a mess. Russia would love to be relieved of that. On his border with Ukraine, he's got another mess he has succeeded in uniting the Ukrainian people in the city of Kharkiv, which is just across the border from Russia. Feelings are as strongly anti-Russian as they are in Kyiv, which is the capital in the west of the country. I mean, people don't like Putin. So be careful about assuming that he's on a roll. He isn't. He keeps doing things that defy norms. The most striking example was this anti-satellite test where he blew up a Russian satellite, created a huge debris field in space, so dangerous that they had to move the International Space Station that has Russians aboard. I mean, he endangered his own Russian cosmonauts by doing this. He'd been warned again and again by the U.S., do not do this, and he did it anyway. Why? I think it's because he wants to show that he, you know, he's prepared to do anything. He is a genuinely reckless person. So that's why I think it's time for unity. I'm really glad Biden's talking to our European allies. They're taking it seriously. French fighter jets yesterday were over the Black Sea. They were intercepted by Russians. So the French, not always the most combative, are in this with us and making a show of force, too. That's good.
I agree with you. So you brought, I just want you to play out for everyone who didn't read your column about the SWIFT system of international payments. We took Iran off it, and they really haven't recovered. And if Russia is taken off the SWIFT international payment system, they'd have an ally in China. But you say it would maybe make Russia feel good, but it should make China very nervous. Can you play that out for us?
So China's fear, I think, is that they really are going to be isolated. We talk about a decoupling between the U.S. and China. So long as China manages to hold on to European outlets for its trade, outlets in Asia, China thinks, okay, that's all right. But if Russia invades another country and turns to China, its only real meaningful ally, it in a sense backs China into Russia's corner. And I think it leads to China's isolation and strengthens the idea that the democratic countries are going to unite in terms of technology sharing, in terms of military cooperation. I love AUKUS, this new alliance between the U.S., Australia, and Britain. I think it's great. I love the Quad. India and Japan. India and Japan are great. We have one thing going for us that the Russians and Chinese don't, which is we have great allies. Japanese increasingly want to stand up for with America, be our partner. Same thing with the Indians. So I think all those trends would accelerate if Putin was reckless enough to invade. I think he'd be pushed toward Beijing, and I think it'd make the Chinese nervous. I mean, Putin is not really Xi Jinping's kind of guy.
Right. It's a alliance of convenience. So
it is.
I was shocked
Japan's
to see
a lot smarter.
I was shocked to see this move. India, despite our objections, continued their defense agreement with Russia, including taking their S-400 missile defense system. I thought to myself, why would they do that? Are they still trying to play both sides?
A little bit. And it's always been a vice for the Indians used to be close allies during the Cold War with Russia, get all their military equipment from Russia. They're moving away from that. India knows its future technologically, economically is tied with the U.S. This S-400 deal bothered me as much as it did you. I think of Turkey, a member of NATO, is buying these Russian. What's that about? But I know we were upset by that. For some reason, the Indians like to have this idea that they maintain the degree of non-alignment as they did in the old days. But the Quad is changing that.
Gotcha. A couple of other things out there now. Number one, I love that President Biden is getting together with these 100 democracies, and I love that it bothers China. And they're going to have this meeting. I guess it's going to be tomorrow. I think that was our initiative, correct? Can you put that in context?
Yeah, so it is an initiative that Biden has had since he came in. I agree with you. It's really a good thing. We worry that this is the march of the authoritarians, and we got to stop it. And so this is a good effort to do it. I love the fact that Taiwan was invited. I think that's great. I mean, people in Taiwan, I visited there. I don't know if you're sure you have. They love democracy. They don't want to live in a system like China's. And they remind me Chinese people want to be free just like everybody does. So I think this alliance of democracies is a good idea. I think we need to be a good functioning democracy ourselves. We need to somehow make Congress work again for the American people. I mean, it bugs me. I know it bugs you too. Somehow down the road, that's got to begin to work better. So people look to America and they say, yeah, it does work. It's like that's the system that we want to live by. We don't want to look like a car wreck here in America. That would be bad.
Right. A couple of things. In that picture, so I'm doing this book tour now, and I'm talking to so many people. We've had like 15 stops. And I think that the future of our country is center left or center right. We got to get off this. My guy wins or your woman wins, I lose. It's got to be, okay, I listened to the way Joe Manchin has been navigating. And if Joe Manchin was to win an election, there wouldn't be a mass depression on the Republican side. And if there was someone center right, like Portman, that let's say won the president, there wouldn't be mass hysteria on the left. I think the future of our country will be a leader that doesn't hate the other side or doesn't create that division if they could ever get nominated. Am I dreaming?
Well, I hope you're not dreaming. You said it just right. That's kind of exactly the way I look at this. My hope was that Joe Biden was getting elected as a centrist. I mean, that's the way he campaigned. Certainly in the Democratic Party, he was the most centrist of them. He has a record of having good relations across the aisle with Republicans in the Senate. I think he's been pulled left by the progressive wing of the Democratic Party more than he should have been.
Right.
I think it's weakened his presidency. I hope he realizes that. And, goes back to being the person the country elected. But, I think the right space, the winning space for the country is that space in the broad middle where most people are. Most people are not on the extreme wings, and they just aren't. You know that. I know that. But so somehow we have to have leadership that reflects that. And once we have really good leaders that speak to the whole country, one of our problems are just going to, I think, that
I agree. I agree.
We need that person.
I know. But I know we have to do a whole segment on Afghanistan because, I mean, even though you've been there a million times and you can actually, the roads. I mean, I don't think I'm ever going to get over it because of the way we left. I think this is one of the worst military executed maneuvers in the history of our nation, maybe the worst, and we're still paying the price. But I want to bring it to end off on China. On 60 Minutes, they did this feature. I'm sure you saw it. And they talk about China moving away from capitalism. Here's Matt Pottinger, an economist from, I think, Hoover, Qiu Jin, Cut 28.
What's he saying in terms of capitalism?
What he said in one of his most important speeches, he said, we will see to it in this long struggle that capitalism dies out in the world and that his vision of socialism prevails.
China grew really lawlessly, chaotically in the last 40 years, and that's all about to change.
Is Xi Jinping killing off capitalism in China?
President Xi envisions what he calls a modern socialist economy for China, a much more restricted capitalism. President Xi is with the people. He is with the peasants, the middle class, and unlike his predecessors, he doesn't really care so much about what happens to elites.
So Xi is speaking almost from the London School of Economics, almost like a, seems to me, a mouthpiece of China. And Matt Pottinger, you said that role with the Trump administration, says they're moving away from capitalism and they're taking over these private industries and companies, hence Jack Ma. And he was brought up as an example. How does Dave Ignatius view it?
So I think if Xi is stupid enough to really kill off the successful market entrepreneurs in the Chinese economy who built this amazing prosperity. I mean, Deng Xiaoping said it's a good thing to be rich, and man, Chinese, when they went after it, and they built a very dynamic modern economy. If she really puts that in reverse, that's the best thing that could happen to the U.S. I mean, is a very talented guy. But if he kills capitalism, he's going to kill China's economic future. I mean, in a weird way, we should be rooting for Xi to go ahead and shut down all the internet entrepreneurs like Jack Ma, because the repercussions of that for China will be very negative for them, very positive for us. In the end, I don't think it's going to continue.
Yeah, we'll see. He does have one trend, is towards more control. Dave Ignatius, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, have a great holiday. If I don't talk to you again, you listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Back to wrap up this hour. Don't move. If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt, never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
More than one in three people will face cancer in their lifetime. Unfortunately, fear can stop you from getting cancer screening, but it won't stop cancer. Early detection can save your life. Don't wait for symptoms to appear to act. Cancer screening is safe, effective, and accessible for everyone, including free or low-cost screening programs. Go to cancerscreenquiz.com now and take the American Cancer Society's 2-minute cancer screening quiz to find out what screening tests are right for you. Don't wait. Take the quiz. Get screened. Go to cancerscreenquiz.com now. cancerscreenquiz.com.
Your power chewing dog runs through toys like they're going out of style. That's because weak toys aren't their style. They need something tougher. Your monthly subscription from Bully Make is packed with ultra durable toys and healthy treats made here in the USA, tested by tough chewers and delivered every 30 days. All backed with a satisfaction and durability guarantee. Try your first box at 40% off. Go to bullymake.com/radio now.
Bully Make! Tougher toys for tougher play.
Bonus track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music. When you think about Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue, you probably think of wild parties, lots of leather, big hair, drugs, and debauchery that nearly took his life, as he himself details in his best-selling books. Now the 20-year sober, flame-throwing bass player is turning a new page, showing a softer side as he and his wife, Courtney, work on a new children's book. Sixx telling The Aquarian in a recent interview that the book is about a little girl who goes to different countries in her imagination, traveling to Africa, England, and Japan, learning about their food, language, and culture. Sixx adding that the little girl also goes to Wyoming, where he currently lives, to learn about horses, too. He said he knows people still think of him as a hellraiser, but he hopes his new book will help kids learn about and embrace diversity. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Movie Profile, and look at new movies streaming this week with Fandango's Eric Davis. On Apple TV Plus, Tom Hanks leads a sci-fi post-apocalyptic film with a couple of cool co-stars. So tell me about Finch.
Tom Hanks, a dog, and a robot. You really, what else do you need to know there? If you are a fan of Tom Hanks' Castaway, this is probably the closest film to that one. Tom Hanks stars as a man who is living in a post-apocalyptic Earth. He creates this robot, and then he befriends a dog, and the three of them go on an adventure together.
Amazon Prime adds The Electrical Life of Louis Wayne.
So this is a biopic on Louis Wayne. He was an artist. He was an inventor, an entrepreneur. A lot of people know him for his cat drawings. He made these very eclectic cat drawings that was inspired by his wife, who was sick at the time, and he was drawing these cats for her.
Ashley DeVore, Fox News.
Show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I've met little boys and girls who didn't understand why a woman has never been president before. Now they know, and the world knows, that in America, every boy and every girl can grow up to be whatever they dream, even president of the United States. And as hard as it might be to imagine, your daughter will grow up and become the president of the United States.
I can't believe that she's crying at the masterclass. By the way, I hear that pays well. That people saying, why did she do it? It does pay well. So I'm serious. It does. They pay you, and Karl Rove did it with a few other people. But to cry from 2016 when you legitimately lost, everybody knows it. She has no friends. Just quick thank you to everybody who's keeping President Freedom Fighter on top 10 list in the country. It moved up a slot, now number 8. And I appreciate, I love seeing everybody in person. And I'm going to go back at it. I'm going to go back on the road today. And I'm going to be in Fort Worth tonight signing at the American Gardens. I want you to meet me there, especially if you're listening online. Tyler, Texas, on the 10th, December 10th. I'll be at the Texas Music City. Then I'll pick up steaks and go to Longview, Texas, also on Friday. Two appearances in one day at Longview Mall. Then Tulsa, Oklahoma, KRMG listeners, I hope you to be there. We have a great affiliate in Oklahoma City. I'll be there Saturday afternoon. And then Newtown, Pennsylvania on Tuesday. If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt, never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's
Turn your someday into today. The Shasta College spring semester begins January 19th, and now's the time to register for classes. First-time, full-time students, get your first 2 years tuition-free. At Shasta College, we'll teach you the skills, give you the knowledge, and provide the training you need to unlock your potential. Reskill, upskill, or get transfer ready at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/apply.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A violent night Friday night as the Midwest was ripped by strong storms and tornadoes. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says four different twisters touched down in his state.
We have lived through some of the toughest hours of our lives as Kentuckians. This event is the worst, most devastating, most deadly tornado event in Kentucky's history.
And Beshear fears the death toll could climb to over 100. Meanwhile, President Biden spoke with the governors of the affected states, including Beshear.
His comment was, it looks like a war zone, but worse. Jill and I pray, and I sincerely mean this, pray for those who've lost loved ones and for those who are uncertain of the fate of their loved ones.
Additional storm-related deaths and damage were reported in Tennessee, Illinois, Missouri, and Arkansas. Bob Dole finally laid to rest Saturday after memorials in his hometown of Russell, Kansas, and at the State House. Dole served nearly 36 years in Congress before running as the GOP nominee for president in 1996. He died last Sunday at the age of 98. A major threat to internet-connected devices around the world has been discovered.
A software vulnerability described as a major threat to internet-connected devices is raising concerns around the world. The bug, dubbed Log4Shell, exploits a vulnerability in the online game Minecraft. It opens a loophole in software code that's common to cloud servers and enterprise software used across both industry and government. Using the loophole, criminals or spies could access data or have the capability of planting malware or erasing information. Microsoft says it has issued a software update for Minecraft users, but researchers have found evidence the vulnerability can be exploited in servers run by companies such as Amazon, Apple, Twitter, and Cloudflare. I'm Mike Gracia.
More news at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that I can tell you fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years. Now, almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
South Africa scientists testing how well current vaccines and treatments hold up to the new Omicron variant.
There are far more unvaccinated than vaccinated people in our hospitals. So that's the first way to measure vaccine effectiveness.
South African Medical Research Council Chief Glenda Gray says researchers are tracking breakthrough infections in vaccinated health workers, and the majority have been mild. Overall,
it may be slightly reduced, but we are seeing effectiveness being maintained for hospital admissions.
President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the early evidence on boosters is encouraging.
Booster doses increased the neutralizing antibody titers by 25-fold compared to 2 doses against the Omicron variant.
He calls that a striking endorsement for boosting. I'm Ben Thomas.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. One industry expert says don't expect gas prices to dip under $3 a gallon anytime soon.
Patrick Tahan projects that although there could be some relief at the pump over the next week or two, it's unlikely now that the national average falls under $3 per gallon. The average price is $3.33 a gallon, up from $2.15 a year ago. Tahan doesn't project an increase in prices at the pump just yet, but ultimately he said gas prices could rise again eventually. California broke a record last month for having the highest prices in the country at $4.67 a gallon. Patrick Foss reporting.
President Biden is scheduled to award the Medal of Honor Thursday to 3 U.S. soldiers who fought in the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. To be honored at the White House are Sergeant First Class Christopher Solis, an Army Ranger, Master Sergeant Earl Plumley, a Special Forces soldier, and Sergeant First Class Alwyn Cash, who died following a burning vehicle accident in 2005. Townhall.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
From the Fox News Radio studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brian Kilmeade. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show for the first time ever from the beautiful studios KTVB in beautiful Tyler, Texas, 97.5 and 600 AM on the road last night in a great event. And I'll tell you about that, talking about the president and freedom fighter. And one of the reasons I'm here today was for some TV, but not radio.
radio. I'll be at the Texas Music City, and right after the show's done, around 12 o'clock local time, 1 o'clock over in the East Coast, and Longview Mall right after from 3 to 5. So I'm going to be a little like a rock star. You go from venue to venue, you play, and then you go. And then you, I'm able to party tonight, right? I'm free tonight?
Free tonight, and we sleep in tomorrow.
Right, and then it's over to Tulsa, Oklahoma, yep. And Oklahoma City. So it's going to be great. And then I'm on my way home on Sunday to reintroduce myself to my family. They do have some photos. Will Cain is coming up in a matter of moments. He filled in for me on Fox and Friends, and Taya Kyle, the wife of Chris Kyle, who was killed here after serving brilliantly overseas. She has a great cause to talk about as we continue to remember those not only who fight for us in camouflage, but also who wear uniforms, cops and firefighters here. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
When Putin smells weakness, he sees that as opportunity. And that is what is taking place before our eyes today. That really is the issue. He's trying to get away with as much as he possibly can.
No kidding. Russia. Hey, Joe, what exactly did you promise Vladimir? As reports swirl, he's telling the Ukraine to give up some of their land for peace. If true, Congress has to step in and Ukraine must push back.
Number two.
We got some encouraging news from Pfizer yesterday. Three doses of the Pfizer vaccine protects against the Omicron variant. Get your booster right away.
Zero credibility. The man selected to beat the virus has shown to overreact when it comes to variants, underthink when it comes to mandates, and is now calling for more shots. Hey, Joe, let it go. We can handle our lives, our jobs, our families.
Number one.
Every civil libertarian should be applauding the prosecution successfully of a false accuser. False accusations can destroy our system of justice. We have to focus on the evidence, and the evidence in this case has been overwhelming from the beginning.
And so costly. Jussie gets justice, and let's just hope it means jail. The disgraced actor and phony victim of race hate was laughed out of court and could be facing years in jail. Why all those who ran to his defense without knowing any facts should correct the record from Van Jones to the VP to the President of the United States. He was convicted of 5 of 6 accounts, saying he was attacked by pro-MAGA guys. You're in MAGA country now, even though it's the heart of left-wing liberalism, even though it was the middle of the night. His story changed so often. He said they put a noose around his neck and printed hate crimes on his body and beat him up. It turns out he put those guys up to it. They confessed to it. They were prosecution star witness. We all knew it was a lie. After first saying and running to him, wondering, you know, why this would happen in Chicago in the middle of the night in the dead of winter. But we just were saying, wow, well, that seems pretty terrible. But can you just give us some facts? Over a year later, through the pandemic, we watched this thing fester and think he's probably going to settle out of court. Instead, he tries to take his acting skills, whatever's left of them, and bring it to court. And he gets laughed out of court. The jury returns in one day and says, you are guilty as charged. 5 of 6 accounts. But it has not take away from the fact that he wasted thousands of man hours, investigators, all this money, all this time, this network airtime, lying about race hate, which further fuels the narrative in this country that the 1619 Project is about, that CRT is about, that were based on racism. Another example, a successful gay black man attacked because he's successful black and gay. The only problem with that, it is not true. Here's Professor Wilford Riley. He was on Fox News with Shannon last night. Cut three.
My honest opinion is that he believed that a certain cadre of people, a guilty, perhaps mostly white liberals, very racialist African Americans, so on down the line, would believe him no matter what he said. People have called this position cynical, but at the same time, we just saw that Black Lives Matter literally took it. They said that there was no way they would ever believe a police officer over Mr. Smollett or presumably any other criminal. And for good measure, they said that policing shouldn't exist as an institution. Uh-huh. So I think as an actor, he knew his audience.
He is so smart. I was on his podcast, just like I was on Will Cain's podcast, who joins me in studio, was kind enough to film for me on Fox and Friends. And now I'm in Texas. Total role reversal, Will.
I know.
You're normally in Texas, and I'm normally in New York. Can you handle the switch?
No, I know. I'm incredibly jealous, not just of your geographic location, but
yes,
apparently of your sense of ego as well, because I was sitting around listening to the Brian Kilmeade show.
Right.
About 5 minutes ago, and I did, in fact, hear you compare yourself to a rock star.
Yeah, I couldn't help it, the analogy. I mean, going from place to place, big crowds, big signings. I don't play a musical instrument, although in eighth grade I was old junior high clarinet.
Well, you didn't compare yourself to a traveling salesman. There were plenty of analogies available to you, but you chose Mick Jagger.
Right. Amway doesn't really fly for me. It doesn't help my audience imagine the success. So I decided to go rock star. I did not think that's where the rubber hit the road with our relationship.
No.
I didn't think that was going to be the big stop sign in the segment.
Well, I can't help myself. I'm sitting here listening to the show and hear Brian Kilmeade go, like a rock star. I'm all over the place. Tyler, Texas, in fact, tomorrow night. So let's just say I love Tyler, but the Stones aren't stopping in Tyler.
They should.
They should.
And then to Tulsa, then to Oklahoma City, then to Dayton, then to Cincinnati, if they wanted to follow in my footsteps and truly have the success that's been eluding them. But, Will, why talk about rock stars when we could talk about fake hate? This fake hate crime. And the fact is that the President of the United States, the Vice President, Al Sharpton, Black Lives Matter, all believe this guy. BLM still holds to that story. Do you think they got to come out and apologize and say, you know, I was too quick to believe something in this country that is so destructive, and I'm wrong to do that? Instead, are they going to be like MSNBC and totally forget to bring it up last night?
No, because the people you just mentioned, from Al Sharpton to President Joe Biden, weren't conned, Brian. They weren't marks. They weren't duped. They were willing accomplices in this hoax, in this hate crime, in this lie that indicts the entire United States of America. It's easier to believe a lie than to reimagine your entire worldview. And all of these people have bought into the idea already that America is racist to its core. And why have they done that, Brian? Because in this melodrama, you know, Jussie Smollett was an actor who was starring in two dramas. One, a moderately successful show in Empire. And secondarily, he's starring in a performance where he cast himself as one of the most virtuous things you can be in modern day 2021 America, which is a victim, a martyr. And so he cast himself in that role. But the American media and Al Sharpton and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, they are willing participants. They're accomplices in Jussie's hoax, because what they have done is cast themselves as the heroes in our racial melodrama. They cast the United States as the villain. Jussie, by the way, specifically cast Donald Trump supporters as the villain.
Yep.
And then in walks President Trump and everyone else, ready to set the entire nation on fire along racial line divisions in order to paint themselves as the hero. I don't think you'll get an apology, Brian. I don't think you'll get an admission of mistake, because in their minds, there was no mistake made. They don't care if it was true or false. They only care about the narrative and the character they're playing.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of things. I think you're right. Al Sharpton at least said the reported hate attack. He's the only one who got close to couching it. On my friend and brother, Jussie Smollett is despicable and outrageous. The guilty must face the maximum. I agree. Cory Booker, the vicious attack on Jussie Smollett was an attempted modern-day lynching. I'm glad he's safe. To those in Congress who do not feel the urgency to pass our anti-lynching bill, designated lynching as a federal hate crime, I urge you to pay attention. We are. And the vice president, of course, it says for her friend, AOC, there is no such thing as racially charged. The attack was not possibly homophobic. It was a racist, homophobic attack. If you don't like what is happening to our country, then work to change it. It is no one's job to water down or sugarcoat the rise of hate crimes. Man, if I'm her, I'm angry at Smollett because you made me look dumb, but instead they're just going to quiet down.
So, Brian, I think now it's important for us to expand this lesson we've learned from Jussie Smollett. It is not a denial that racism exists in the United States of America, nor the denial of the existence of hate crimes, but it's to point out their massive exaggeration.
Yeah.
There is not the level of hate crime, nor the unarmed black men being killed by police, nor the level of racism in this country that is being sold to the American people. Jussie Smollett is simply an illustration. He's not an isolated incident. You had the University of Missouri incident some years ago now, 5-6 years ago. You remember that, where a supposed hate crime took place on the University of Missouri. All of these, almost all of these, Brian, unarmed black men killed by police are factually false in the narrative telling that the American public receives. For example, just as an example,
right.
Jacob Blake being unarmed. That's just a small example that is, again, illustrative of all of these incidences being a lie in large part to the American people. And again, I'm going to reiterate this because I think this is somewhat important, but also it's used to undercut the conversation you and I are having right now. I'm not denying the existence of hate crimes, and I'm not denying the existence of racism. What I'm saying is all of these race hustlers and liars and con artists like Jussie Smollett, they're the ones undercutting the existence of real racism and real hate crimes. They're the ones willing to sacrifice real victims at the altar of their own ego.
There's any question, everything you say is valid. And the thing is, when you don't point it out, when the hoaxes take place, you'll have no credibility when they're not. And the other thing to keep in mind, too, can you please tell me a positive force on this? This is what we got to do. This is the progress we've made on race. This is the progress we still have to make when it comes to race. And if for those people out there who saw what happened with George Floyd and wrote checks to BLM, the NBA who's decided to put that on the side of the courts during the bubble. Games 2 years ago, they have to be embarrassed, because Black Lives Matter basically says cops are terrible, Chicago cops are worse, and they never are to be believed. And who cares whether you told the truth or not? There's racism in America. I would ask for a refund.
You know, that's an interesting place to turn, Brian. So Black Lives Matter, the organization, has revealed itself through this process, handcuffing themselves to Jussie Smollett just hours before the verdict, saying we believe him no matter the outcome. Even if he's exposed as a hoax, con, and liar, we're with Jussie Smollett. My question is then in turn, what does someone like Mark Cuban decide to believe? Because Mark Cuban has held fast to the idea that Black Lives Matter is an idea, not an organization. And that idea is one for racial equality. What I think that the NBA and Mark Cuban need to now stare in the mirror face to face about, and I'm not isolating Mark, but he's one example within the NBA, is what have I been supporting? You have to really ask yourself that. And there are many people, and I break this news to the NBA, there are many people that support the idea of racial equality. And not only is it not compatible, but it's antagonistic to the platform of Black Lives Matter.
No question. Mark Cuban in particular, knee-jerk reaction. Let's stop playing the national anthem. He also had that. But I'm a big fan of his, by the way. I think he's an impactful, really good person. I think you can learn a lot from. But I also think you can engage him on an situation like this, that he doesn't usually duck from conversations on this.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if he'd be willing to engage on this topic. I'm disappointed. Hey, by the way, Brian, I'm a fan as well of Mark as an individual, and I'm a fan of the Dallas Mavericks. But I guess the ultimate sign of respect is being able to look someone in the eye and say, hey, you are 100% wrong, and you need to figure out the right path on this issue, and I'm disappointed in his willingness to do so.
Yeah, I mean, he has no problem texting me when he feels as though I'm wrong, and he goes off on it, but we still, when given an opportunity, he always engages and tries to come on. So it just shows to show you that's the place we should be. Engage on issues, debate on issues, but don't stop talking to people because you don't agree with them. Will, I know you've worked all morning. So I have my last thing to bring up to you would just be on the coronavirus. How many shots are you willing to take? Right now we got the two shots, unless you got Johnson & Johnson. Then we heard about the booster shot. Now they're talking about another shot for a variant that will give us a 99 fever and a runny nose. Where does the rubber hit the road with Will Kane? How many shots are you willing to take in your deltoid?
Oh, you're asking me my own personal health decision, which I will not run from. By the way, we should point out that the CEOs of Pfizer and Moderna are now suggesting, what are we up to, Brian? Four shots? That's what they're suggesting.
Four shots.
They, by the way, have no conflict of interest. None whatsoever.
Absolutely not.
Just objective tellers of science on this. I'm telling you that my line is drawn at one shot. So I got Johnson & Johnson, and I have no interest in chasing fear to the benefit of Big Pharma. Now, I'll tell you this, Brian. I will, just like everyone else, including you, be subjected to the external pressures of society to participate in whatever it is that is required, including potentially employment. If the mayor of New York has his way, he'll require me to continue to get shots to stay employed in New York City. Yeah. I will have to balance all of those pressures. But from a scientific and health reason, Brian, zero interest in any more shots.
Vitamin D, vitamin B, eat right. Do your best. I'm not doing zinc. I am not doing the hygiene theater. I'm done. I looked at my electronic vaccine card. You know what popped up? An expiration date. That expiration date is not on the written card, but when I register with New York State, suddenly I have an expiration date.
Is that right?
So this is for, I guess, a different podcast. And by the way, Will, thanks for having me on. Your podcast is fantastic. You had me on twice. I truly appreciate it. How do we get it?
I'm a big fan of Brian Kilmeade and Brian's new book, The President and the Freedom Fighter, which I hope many of you are seeing him across the nation. He spent an hour with me on the Will Cain podcast at Fox News Podcast, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. And I think you get to hear more. I know you already get a lot of Brian Kilmeade every morning, but you get more. We go deep on Frederick Douglass, on Abraham Lincoln, and how Brian goes about the process of writing, something that always fascinates me.
Will Cain, you're really nice, despite what Pete tells me about you and Rachel is putting in written form.
And you're not a rock star.
Absolutely. Let's make that clear. I'll see you all weekend long for 8 hours, Saturday and Sunday, 6 to 10.
All right, man.
Will Cain, thank you. When we come back, everyone will be with us except Will.
Chewing dog runs through toys like they're going out of style. That's because weak toys aren't their style. They need something tougher. Your monthly subscription from Bully Make is packed with ultra-durable toys and healthy treats made here in the USA. Tested by tough chewers and delivered every 30 days. All backed with a satisfaction and durability guarantee. Try your first box at 40% off. Go to BullyMake.com/radio now.
Bully Make! Tougher toys for tougher play.
More than one in three people will face cancer in their lifetime. Unfortunately, fear can stop you from getting your cancer screening, but it won't stop cancer. Early detection can save your life. Don't wait for symptoms to appear to act. Cancer screening is safe, effective, and accessible for everyone, including free or low-cost screening programs. Go to cancerscreeninfo.com right now for free screening resources and recommendations from the American Cancer Society. Don't wait. Early detection can save your life. Go to cancerscreeninfo.com today. cancerscreeninfo.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Why is the oven still going? Hi, this is Dinesh.
Dinesh's Bakery just landed a sweet catering contract.
40 dozen fritters? Friday at 5 a.m.?
He needs an event planner to help him rise to the occasion.
Oh, every Friday at 5 a.m. Not a problem.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Some good Samaritans who helped carry a runner across the finish line in the New York City Marathon makes today's Dean's List. The video shows a man in a black tank top that appears to stumble after nearly completing the incredibly difficult 26.2-mile race. All of a sudden, two men each grabbed the arm of the runner and lifted him up as they all walked towards the finish line. This while many others ran around them. Meanwhile, another man in the video walks behind to make sure the runner doesn't fall back. You can hear in the background the crowd roaring with excitement as the strangers helped each other finish the race. Social media loved the moment with comments like, "I was there. We saw this and cried. It was extraordinary." The New York City Marathon celebrated its 50th anniversary, drawing over 30,000 athletes from across the world. Congratulations to everyone who ran the race and to the strangers who went out of their way to help. You made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
House Call for Health. November is National Alzheimer's Disease Awareness Month. Alzheimer's is the most common type of dementia. It's a progressive disease that begins with mild memory loss and leads to other mental functions declining. The CDC says in 2020, up to 5.8 million Americans were living with the disease. Unfortunately, scientists don't fully understand the causes yet. They do, however, think several factors can affect people differently, like age, family history, and a healthy lifestyle. Warning signs include memory loss that disrupts daily life, trouble handling money and paying bills, difficulty completing familiar tasks, decreased or poor judgment, among others. There's currently no cure. President Biden signing a proclamation for the Awareness Month saying we should also honor care workers for the victims of the disease. It's physically demanding and emotionally exhausting, especially during the pandemic. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In August of 1970, New York attorney Bella Abzug, one of the most outspoken leaders in the growing women's movement, gave testimony on the Equal Rights Amendment.
We felt this transcendent joy, for woman's life has been imminent. As Simone de Beauvoir did, it has never been completely human because so few of us have had this great experience that all of us have had tonight of creating in history, of taking the torch from those great women who won us the vote 50 years ago and carrying that torch high so that it will shine on the lives not only of our daughters, but shines in our own faces in self-affirmation.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I wasn't able to do Fox and Friends today. I'm on the road. Last night I was at American Gardens in Fort Worth, a great beer garden. Had a chance to address people in the outdoors, 75 degrees. Take your questions for a half hour, then sign until the night. The great Darryl Johnston, the outstanding fullback for the Dallas Cowboys, was there. Now he's a great broadcaster with Fox. But able to meet some great people. So many served in the military. And today it's my privilege to come to you from KTBB, 92.1 FM. 97.5 FM, I should say, and 600 AM. And today I'm going to be in Tyler, Texas, in the Texas Music City at 5424 Jacksonville Highway. I'll be there from 12 to 2. Then I'll pack up, much to the chagrin of Will Kane, like a rock star. I will go to Longview Mall at JCPenney Court, and I'll sign there from 3 till 5. So I hope to see everybody in person signing the President and Freedom Fighter. We take on race. We take on talk about America. Talk about Lincoln. We talk about Frederick Douglass. And you probably saw the special on Fox News. Now it's on Fox Nation. That gives you really a foundation of what this story is about from the people that it matters the most to. When we come back, we'll be joined by Taya Kyle, widow of Chris Kyle, the hero from Afghanistan and Iraq, to talk about an extremely important cause. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show on the road in Tyler, Texas. Don't move.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Premier, your friendly old change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, and our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Grot. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
No other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, we're back. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We're on the road on KTBB in beautiful Tyler, Texas, and have a chance now to continue to do the show for 3 hours, up an hour earlier, although my body does not acknowledge this time zone. More on that later. It's my privilege to bring in one of the great friends of the show and the country, Taya Kyle, widow of Navy SEAL Chris Kyle, and who's done so much work on her own and Chris's memory and her own legacy and her own sense of patriotism, and it hasn't stopped. Taya, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Now, I'm sorry I missed you on Fox and Friends today, but I want to still help with the Ramos Foundation honoring this slain NYPD officer, Rafael Ramos. It doesn't seem like 7 years ago, but it was 7 years ago. So not only are you helping the military and those who served, but you're also helping law enforcement. You made that leap. Why does that matter so much?
Yeah, you know, it's just that really Chris and I realized when he was active duty and we got to know a lot of first responders that the jobs are very similar. They both, their marriages and their families go through a lot of the same things. And J.W. Cortez was on Stars and Stripes with him, and he was saying last night, he's now the president of the Ramos Foundation, and he was saying that, you know, Chris made a good point in saying that at least when the SEALs go in to combat, they know who the bad guys are. And for a police officer, you know, you can go up to a car, you're not really sure who's the bad guy. And the perfect example is Officer Liu and Ramos, who were executed that day. They were just in their car and they were assassinated. They don't know who the bad guys are necessarily. So I thought that was a really powerful point that Chris made. And JW is carrying the torch now for Chris, based on a conversation they also had where Chris is like, hey, if you ever get the opportunity to give back. And even though JW is a police officer and has been forever, it's like, we, you know, they give back too. It's pretty cool to watch.
Wow. And so this in particular, is there an event coming up? Is there something people should be aware of or a place where you can go?
Yeah, I think that if they go to the Ramos Foundation, and I believe it's ramosfoundation.org, but one of the things I think you'll love too, Brian, and definitely your listeners will, I did, was that they're honoring the life of Rafael Ramos, who behind the badge, he's a full human being, right? So he served the community. He was an officer at a school. He was becoming an honorary chaplain for the NYPD. And so what the Ramos Foundation does is they give back to school kids. They supply school supplies, uniforms. And the coolest thing is they do it like two blocks from where they were assassinated. So where the hate came to them, they're infusing love right back. And they're doing it in uniform for these kids. I think it's so powerful.
Well, I understand you're in New York for the last couple of days helping out with this foundation. For you in particular, what do people say to you when they see you?
Yeah, it's fascinating because, and by the way, I can't believe that you're in Texas on the day that I'm in New York. What a chance.
I know. What's going on here?
I don't know. We're going to have to swap back. But yeah, it was interesting because there were a number of widows there, and I'm far enough out now where I could have those conversations without getting teary myself. Maritza Ramos, her husband was Rafael Ramos. You know, it was his 47th birthday yesterday, and so I could relate to those feelings that she was having. She's 7 years out of, man, it's his birthday, and then kind of crying in the morning and putting on the happy face at night to try to raise money for this organization and honor the good part of his life. So that part was interesting, but I also felt good about being able to get up. They had me as the keynote speaker, and I felt different this year. I felt like I could make more jokes and laugh and also bring the heart. And for me, that's such a big step forward. I love being able to laugh with people and to bring some light into the darkness and not just be the crying widow, you know, who's having a hard time. So that was nice.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing I think that people unintentionally are insensitive about is they think because years have passed, the pain goes away. And on holidays, right, it actually in many ways gets worse. So as people try to get happy, a lot of times it has the negative, has the boomerang effect, the opposite effect. I know when my dad died, I was in ninth grade. You know, my mom never got over it. And, like, mm-hmm. it would just be so insensitive when people would say, that was so many years ago. And mm-hmm. and I thought, do you realize how callous that sounds? So sometimes you get that too?
Yeah, and you know what, the thing is, I'm so compassionate to people when they have those responses to death, because unless you've lived it or experienced it, I understand that feeling of, you know, time on earth is different than your soul's time. And so it's like with death, I think there's something different spiritual that happens where your soul is still sort of connected, and so we lose track of time and think that, you know, this linear time on earth isn't really happening. Not to get too, you know, philosophical, right, but for me, that's got to be what it is, because death is different. It just changes things. So I think it is insensitive once you know. But the other thing is, I try not to make things harder than they have to be, right? So if Chris has a birthday coming up, I go, I'm going to expect to be able to celebrate the day. And if I cry, right, I cry. You know, right, and I probably will, but I try to at least not go, it's his birthday, I'm going to dread it, it's going to be a horrible day. And I think everybody handles it differently. But for me, I keep trying to just remember him every day and be joyful. And then when I get hit by the, you know, the rug getting pulled out and I'm all of a sudden crying, I just have to honor that time, too.
So, you know, what's interesting is I went to an event for Michael Murphy, and Marcus Luttrell was there on Long Island. They're going to make a seal museum on Long Island. I'm sure they'll try to bring you out for that if they haven't already when it's finally done. But
yeah.
When you talk about when you're around Gold Star families after the 13 die in Kabul, totally unnecessarily because the irresponsibility of the current leadership, and 13 die when they didn't have to, that really, you see the anger in the Gold Star families. I was wondering your thought when you saw that explosion in Kabul.
Yeah, I mean, that one is, that's insanity. And I understand the anger, too, because you just think for your leadership to not value those lives enough to do what was necessary to get them out when they're giving their lives literally, that was inexcusable. And for me, it's odd that the country, I think as a whole, didn't realize what actually happened there. And of course, you know, we have movies that were made afterward, and that's good to bring awareness. And I know you keep bringing it up as a way to honor that memory and to make sure that we don't forget, which is, I think, really important, because to this day, there are people that just were like, what happened? You know, we didn't know. And these guys died so honorably and fought such a good fight that they didn't have to die. I mean, some of those were contractors, too, and they were running into the fight to save others, expecting help. It was awful. Like, gut-wrenching.
There was a couple of things that went on. When you saw what happened in Afghanistan, and when you see the way we left after the years in which we fought, and you gave a whole generation, this generation of warfighters gave a whole generation a chance to grow up with a degree of freedom, with women going to school, with women having careers, with women serving in government. Now, I know it was no Garden of Eden in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. But it's still, for 20 years, women had a chance to learn to read and write and drive and have a job. And now that's gone, and the way it happened, I was wondering, in the military circles, I'm just wondering how that resonated, and is it as painful for you as it is for people like me?
It is. You know me, Brian, I'm always trying to see where is the light in any situation, and so for the people who were thinking it was all for nothing, I tried to encourage them, you know, warriors who are over there and thinking, why did we give our lives or our limbs for this, or my friends die and then it's all for nothing. And I was thinking, on the one hand, those women and children and families, the civilians that they were fighting for over there,
right,
they got a break from terrorism, and that's always worth something. That's always valuable. You can't take that away. The flip side is now they're back in the crap again, you know, and now they're being terrorized again so severely. And there's the trade, you know, routes going into India and all around that are going to change the dynamics. There's lithium and all these products that I don't think pay enough attention to in America, that it's like China said forever. They want the natural resources there. They want the lithium, and they've got a free ride right through there now. So I think we're not going to see the impact of it on that stage for a while, but I think it's already happening. So it's dangerous, and if people have been over there and if they've studied it, they realize, like, that was a huge blow to the world that we're going to see over the next decade, and it was obviously a huge blow to everybody who fought and said, man, we made such progress, and you just freaking gave it up because you were too careless to figure out a good plan. Like, it's insanity.
Taya, Kyle's our guest. Taya, the other thing is, when you talk about rare earth, that was in Afghanistan. We did not make a move to excavate it. To our credit, to a degree, we said, this is their stuff. Mm-hmm. But we should have made a deal and said, listen, we'll cut you in, but we have the equipment. We have the knowledge and technology to do it. You don't. Instead, we left. We also, if you explain to the American people, hey, guys, I know you're tired of this war, but let me just explain to you the reason why we have to have a presence there. And show a map. There's China. There's Pakistan. There's Russia. This is where ISIS is. This is where Al-Qaeda is. If we go, this is wide open. Bagram Air Base gives us a looking glass into the doings of all our enemies. That's why it's worth this much money, and it's in our national interest. And if you want to run on that and they want to not elect you, that's the American people's problem. That is that is us being irresponsible. But instead they say, well, I promised to pull out, and they do it. So General Austin was asked by Brett Baer, any regrets? Listen to this.
Do you have any regrets about the Afghan withdrawal?
Brett, I regret the fact that we lost 13 of our finest at Abbey Gate. I regret that we lost 10 civilians in an errant strike. Having said that, Brett, I want to make sure that we don't
I can't even hear the rest of it. The rest of it is he starts spinning it like a politician. We did a great job flying people out that had no reason to get out of there. We were throwing in shopkeepers and shoemakers into these planes because President Biden said, I'm embarrassed to see these planes leave empty. But, Taya, what was your thought when he had that long pause? Brett said he thought he was having a heart attack or something. He just froze.
Oh, he knew he was screwed in that moment. Like, he knew that, okay, that's a big question. And the only honest answer was yes. I mean, are you kidding me? I got calls from friends and people I know who were trying to use me as a conduit to get other people to rescue them, right? Like, there are families, there are translators, there were Americans that were stuck over there, and we were all calling each other going, hey, do you know this guy? Could this guy get him out? Could that guy get him out? They're in peril. They're in danger. You know, it was a huge, huge deal. And they're completely trying to gloss over it and act like, oh, no, we got the people out. No, it was devastating. I mean, there was one of the guys, his daughter was murdered immediately, one of the translators. I mean, the coverage, you're covering it, and I applaud you for that, and I applaud you guys for keeping after it. But as far as the society as a whole and our culture in America, they have no idea how bad it was. And that's sad.
It is.
Because
and it is tough. And I talked to Scott Mann on a regular basis, many of which gave up their livelihoods and jobs and cashed in their 401ks to set up their own civilian operation to get their interpreters and their allies out of there and American citizens. And it's unbelievable and for them to do it. But you know what I feel good about is that the American people have not forgiven Biden. And his numbers have not recovered. The war that everybody was sick of, that's allegedly, air quotes, sick of, we were tired of, we had to get out of there, even though it was not affecting anyone's lives except for the military men and women and their families. Even though, having said that, they still have not, they are so embarrassed about how America looked in doing it. And we're paying the price, in my humble opinion, with the Ukraine and Russia, with China and Taiwan, and who knows what North Korea is going to do next. And Iran is now emboldened because we're trying to get back in that ridiculous deal. And the Abraham Accords sit there dormant because Donald Trump's administration pushed it forward. Just your thoughts about that.
Well, the thing is, look, nobody wants war, you know, especially when you see the effects of it. It's horrible. The truth is, if you've fought the war, you need to maintain some semblance of control because you're dealing with generations of people who did not have freedom. They don't just automatically rise up. You don't unlock the door and all of a sudden they're like, okay, we're free. We know how to do this. Let's get rid of the terrorists. You have to stay there long enough to keep encouraging them, keep showing them that we won't leave you. You can do this. You can fight terrorism on your own. We did the total opposite. We were like, yeah, we're out. We left you. Good luck. And that impact lasts decades because when are they going to trust us again? And by the way, when are our allies going to really trust us? I mean, I don't know. I think there were so many implications of that move and the way that it was done. It was, pathetic.
And lastly, Taya, I'm talking with Taya Kyle. How are your kids?
They're so good. I'm telling you what, they are... You know, young adults, late teens, and they are a total blast. I remember somebody telling me a long time ago, don't assume that teenage years are rough. Every age has something that's challenging, but the teen years are incredibly fun if you allow them to be and keep communication open. And so by the grace of God, I have a great relationship with both my kids, and they adore each other. So it's been fun. We're having a good time.
Have a great Christmas, Taya. I'm sorry I missed you in person. Role reversal. You're normally in Texas. It's don't take it personal.
Yeah.
This was scheduled ahead of time. All right,
okay,
good.
Thank you.
Have a great Christmas.
Right,
stay calm. Thanks. 1-866 408-7669. We'll be able to take your calls and finish up this hour, whether it's the Jussie Smollett case or whether it's what's happening with a fourth shot we're being told to take to Russia, maybe giving up land, maybe taking land from the Ukraine at the urging of President Biden for peace. Should they ever sign off on that? This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt, never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
More than one in three people will face cancer in their lifetime. Unfortunately, fear can stop you from getting cancer screening, but it won't stop cancer. Early detection can save your life. Don't wait for symptoms to appear to act. Cancer screening is safe, effective, and accessible for everyone, including free or low-cost screening programs. Go to cancerscreenquiz.com now and take the American Cancer Society's 2-minute cancer screening quiz to find out what screening tests are right for you. Don't wait. Take the quiz. Get screened. Go to cancerscreenquiz.com now. cancerscreenquiz.com.
Your power chewing dog runs through toys like they're going out of style. That's because weak toys aren't their style. They need something tougher. Your monthly subscription from Bully Make is packed with ultra durable toys and healthy treats made here in the USA. Tested by tough chewers and delivered every 30 days. All backed with a satisfaction and durability guarantee. Try your first box at 40% off. Go to bullymake.com/radio now.
Bully Make! Tougher toys for tougher play.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, publisher of The Federalist, and I'm inviting you to join a new conversation with the smartest thinkers out there about the country and where we're going. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcast. This new show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
regardless of what people are saying out there, people who are not lawyers, people who are not in court, people commenting and giving their ideas from 30,000, above sea level when they're not in court. At the end of the day, we believe justice will prevail. We don't believe it was done today, but we're very confident that he will be cleared and he will be found to be innocent.
Right, yes, that is his defense attorney. What else do you want him to say after he was convicted of 5 of 6 charges? It should have been 100 of 100. He lied, he wasted our time, he embarrassed the most significant people on the liberal side of things, from the president to the vice president to Oprah Winfrey to every Hollywood celebrity to Cory Booker on down, and said Jesse Smollett was a victim of a hate crime, which he totally made up. The guy kept a noose around his neck for hours afterwards. With me right now is Dave, listening to WVMT. Dave, was justice served?
I think the justice system has been it's too slow, but like the Triple Crown lately, the Rittenhouse, we had listened to that for a year. I think they got that right. Audrey Aubery, I think they got that right. And I think they got this right.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure. Now,
yeah, although they don't want to admit. What do you do if you're somebody who tweeted out support for Jussie? What did you do today?
Well, Black Lives Matter, they're not believing the two black Nigerians. They are believing Jussie, who's half white. It doesn't make any sense to me.
That's a good point. That's a great point. Yeah, we're willing to admit that these two Nigerians told him at 1:30 in the morning to go out and get eggs because they were his fitness instructors. By the way, isn't it important to have two fitness instructors, not just one? I mean, think about this. How much he's been lying and continues to lie. Is he normally, when it comes to sentencing, the judge wants to see you contrite. Is he going to get up there and say, I admit I lied, or is he going to sit up there and say, you railroaded me? Therefore, he'll be looking at maybe years in prison. Final thought, real quick.
He's a good actor, but it's not a very good script. And I'll tell you, it's stirring up so much hate. Those two Nigerians got paid, what, $3,600?
Yeah.
There's so much hate now, I'm sure people would beat him up for free.
Very good point. Hey, I'm here in Tyler, Texas. Hope to see you at the Texas Music City. Texas Music City on Jacksonville Highway, 12 to 2. And then in the Longview Mall, JCPenney Court from 3 to 5. Don't miss it. President Freedom Fighter Tour on the road. Brian Kilmeade Show, KTBB Studios. If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt, never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.